Bruce Eves is making his second straight Super Bowl appearance. His Broncos were beaten a year ago by the New York Giants. Dan, are there differences or similarities for you? How do the two Super Bowls compare?
Well, I think it's extremely exciting either way. I'm just as excited this year as I was last year, and I feel a little bit more pressure this year than we had last year because I think people only remember the football team that wins it and the team that loses it. Usually gets the tag if you see win a big game. If you do that 2 years in a row, certainly that's going to be what everybody's saying. But it's exciting. I think we've got a good football team. I hope and feel like it's going to be an exciting football game.
You mentioned a year ago, was it difficult getting over losing to the Giants fan?
Well, I thought we had an excellent chance going into the game to win it. And we just blew some opportunities that we had that would have, put us in a good position at halftime. We were still losing, but we could have been in a lot better shape. And usually when you don't take advantage of opportunities, it usually comes back to haunt you. And certainly the Giants played extremely well the second half. And we just couldn't stop it. And when you couldn't stop a football team, it's difficult to stay in it. And they proved that they were the better team that particular day. And I think this football team, after the game, felt very badly about it. Wanted an opportunity to bounce back, and it worked very hard to get back.
Yeah, John Elway has told me, we must win this one. I mean, I can feel it with your ball players.
Well, I think the disappointment and the hurt that you have after the game last year, that probably as bad a feeling as you can possibly have. And people talk about, the Super Bowl being the greatest victory that you could possibly have. The loss hurt an awful lot. And I think certainly that's been a driving force for our team since the loss last year.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about your offensive line. Is it improved over a year ago?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer because we've had some changes in there. I think the loss of Billy Brown has been a big blow because Billy has been our starting center since that team to Bend in 1981. And it's a big, big force in our offensive line. He's been replaced by Mike Freeman, and Mike has done a good job, but, you miss a guy like Billy, the leadership, and he was, I thought, one of the better centers in the National Football League. Stephon Humphries has stepped in and replaced Paul Howard, who did not play in the Super Bowl last year after Mark Cooper was the starter in the Super Bowl game, so that's a change for us. But I do think they played awful well together. Kenny Lanier and Dave Sutter have the biggest job today against Manley and Mullen, those are two outstanding defensive ends. But Keith Bishop has really solidified our line. He's a great leader in there. He's a tough guy that makes that offensive line play a little bit better probably than they should. But, they fight, they scrap, and that's the type of offensive line they got. And I think they're at least as good as they were last year.
And that was Dan Reeves. And if he can win today as a coach, he would join Mike Ditka of the Bears and also the Dallas Cowboys and Tom Flores of the Los Angeles and Oakland Raiders as the only coaches who have both won as coaches and players in a Super Bowl. Now, a year ago, it was a day for the New York Giants when they downed these Denver Broncos. The most valuable player, well, he had a phenomenal day, Giant quarterback Phil Simms. Phil, what were your thoughts right now as we look down on the field and we see the Broncos and the Redskins starters about to be introduced? What were your thoughts when you're back up inside that tunnel getting ready for these introductions?
When is this all going to be over when we get to play football? I mean, I think that's what I was thinking last year. We stood in the tunnel waiting to go out on that football field, and we stood there, and I thought, when are we going to get through all this hoopla or pregame activities and just get it underway? And knowing that when the game started, we'd get rid of all the butterflies that we have in us at the time.
How about this one? The Redskins and the Broncos. I know, of course, you take on the Redskins twice annually. The Broncos, you beat in the Super Bowl. What are your thoughts about it?
Well, I think it's going to be different from the past four Super Bowls. I think it will be a close game. I cannot see either team blowing out the other one because I don't think they have the capabilities of getting ahead and sustaining that. So whoever is behind, the Redskins or the Broncos, can always come back in this game, and I think they will. But I've said a couple times this week that I think the Redskins will win a close football game.
Your impressions of John Elway, the Bronco quarterback?
Well, I'm not jumping on the bandwagon or anything like that. I said 3 years ago he's the best quarterback I've ever seen physically in football. Whether he would take advantage of that and progress mentally, I didn't know, but I thought physically he was the best. And I think the John Elway this year is a much better player than he was last year because he seems to be always in control, making good decisions, and he seems to be alert where everybody's on the field. And I'd say I've been very impressed with him the whole season.
Yeah, you must have some feelings about John Elway possibly losing two in a row, too. I know that in a brief conversation with him, he said, boy, we can't lose this a second straight time.
Oh, it has to be. I think it's a frightening thought for the Broncos, and especially for John Elway, because I don't mean to pay disrespect to the other players, but people are going to remember it as John Elway lost two Super Bowls. And it's just like a writer from New York told me last year. He says, you know, if the Giants lose the Super Bowl, no matter how you play, they're going to blame it on you. And I said, yeah, you're right, because they will. And I would hate to imagine myself being in his shoes and losing two in a row and have to go back to New York and listen to what's going to happen. Not that they're going to do that to him in Denver, but still, it will weigh heavily on his mind. I think it would be something hard for him. It would be hard for him to overcome.
Phillip, he would have come to you and just get in a conversation about the Redskin defense and some of the problems they present. What would you go over with John? How would you break down the Redskin D?
Well, we see it from a different perspective. He can run a lot more than I can, so it makes it easier for him. But the thing is always being alert that you don't have a lot of time in the pocket, because they are going to get the pressure on you if you stand there. But the best thing the Redskins defense does, when it gets to be third down, they give you a lot of looks, and they blitz you from a lot of different ways. One of the best teams we play, where they show you a different blitz every week, and you can do all the pregame stuff you want, but they're going to show you something you haven't seen. And you've got to hope that your system is sound enough to pick that up during the game. And if not, just like Minnesota found out, you're going to keep seeing that blitz. And the reason I think the Redskins beat Minnesota.
But in your feeling, we're going to get a close one here, right down to the wire this afternoon.
I can see it no other way. I mean, I will be shocked if it's not a close, exciting game. And I'm really looking forward to watching it and sitting on the end of my seat and playing along with the guys. And you know, the great thing is you're going to feel happy for the team that wins and the players, but then at the same time, it's just like a boxing match. You know, you feel really sorry for the guy that gets knocked out or loses the fight. So somebody's going to be happy and somebody's going to be sad.
Indeed, somebody will be sad. Now the Broncos being introduced. Ernst Kay, their tight end, is carting out onto the field. And here momentarily, we're going to have a big crowd explosion when John Elway is introduced. Mark Jackson, one of his three amigo wide receivers, coming out. Let's listen now as Elway is introduced. This is an AFC city, and there are a lot of Charger fans who will be rooting openly today for the Denver Broncos. Hank Stram, we haven't asked you about the Washington Redskins. What's your impression of that team coming into the game?
Brent, they're a big, strong sledgehammer team. They rely a great deal on balance. They like to come off the bus running the football with two tight ends. People think they have two tight ends. They really don't. They got four tackles playing in there at the same time. When they put the third tight end, there's five offensive tackles in the game, and they can put a lot of pressure on you and get a good push off the line of scrimmage.
So you would expect Joe Gibbs to run to see what he's got there and try to dominate the clock, Hank?
Yes, I think definitely. I think the plan has to be to run and throw aggressively, short passes especially against their zone. And the theme has to be to keep John Elway on the bench as long as you possibly can. That has to be the plan.
Jack Buck, have you seen any bigger build-up for a quarterback than what we've had this week for John Elway?
No, and it's proper. You know, the guy is headed to the top of the heap, to the Hall of Fame someday, established himself very early. But I think a lot of people look at him as a young quarterback. This is fifth year, Brent. He knows what he's doing, and I thought what a glorious moment it was for him. He came out and got
on the kickoff, and we'll return in just a moment.
January clearance continues in town. Callahan's General Store, 501 Bastrop Highway, that's 183 South, a half mile south of the river.
One stop, and it's a steal. Commercial Metal Steel Yard is your one-stop new and used metal supermart in southwest Austin. Square tubing, angle iron, channel, pipe, rebar, T-post, and I-beams at competitive prices, and all at Commercial Metals. Don't forget to bring in your scrap metal for cash when you pick up your new materials at Commercial Metals. Just two blocks west of Ben White and I-35. They're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Commercial Metal Steel Yard, your one-stop metal supermart. 442-2384. That's 442-2384.
Now, hundreds of balloons are being used to represent the flag of the United States. And one of the great trumpet players, Herb Alpert, is coming up, and he will be playing our national anthem with the Denver Broncos here on our near sideline. They are lined up from the 25 down to the other 30-yard line. Across the way, the winners of the NFC Championship, the Washington Redskins. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go down to honor this great country. We will have Herb Albert playing our national anthem prior to the start of this Super Bowl 22 between the Redskins and the Broncos. $100 a person can spend. I think everybody ought to attend a Super Bowl game and see the glamour, the glory, the spotlight that football takes at this time of year. You know, Brent, I come here frequently during the baseball season. This is a service town. And every night before the ball game, when they play the anthem, these people sing the anthem. And with the Blue Angels overhead and the color guard on the field, the service personnel, the red, white, and blue, which you mentioned, it is always a thrilling, thrilling moment. And lo and behold, it won't be long before we play some football here. Well, not tonight. The longest build-up in the history of sports, but it is indeed worth it. A great celebration of this game. We want to check in a couple of stories before game time. We still have Jim Hunter down on the field. Jim, tell me about the kickers. How were they warming up? And that could become critical if this game stays close.
Well, Brent, it was my impression that Ali Hazi Sheikh was a bit nervous. He was fairly accurate from inside the 35, but he had some problems when he went to the further distance, and he had a look of determination on his face, almost like he was apprehensive about going in. Rich Carlos, on the other side, was very loose, and he was booming the football from 40 yards and out. So if you could go by the warm-up, you would say that Carlos has the edge, but we remember when the Vikings went into New Orleans, and Chuck Nelson, the Vikings kicker, had a terrible warm-up. He had a record day for Minnesota then.
All right, Jim. And, of course, you know, it is also a great honor for the officials who are here. And the referee, Bob McElwee, is going to lead his crew out onto the field along with the captains from both sides. And we will have that coin flip with Don Hutson, the former great from Alabama and the Green Bay Packers, a Hall of Famer, flipping the coin.
A couple of things, Brent, with regard to Bob McElwee, the referee. I have never seen a person so thrilled about any honor as much as McElwee has been about being the referee for the first time in the Super Bowl after 12 years of officiating. He can't keep the grin off of his face. I saw Don Hutson catch a pass from Cecil Isbo in Cleveland's Municipal Stadium, which to this day remains the greatest single pass.
McElwee's crew today, Jack, includes the umpire, Al Conway, the head linesman, Dale Hamer, the line judge, which is our jury. The side judge is Don Wedge. The field judge, Donnie Greer. We have a couple of alternates, Jerry Mark Bright and Ben Montgomery. Hank Stram, in these final moments now before a Super Bowl, you have been a coach in two of them. What's it like? What about the butterfly effect?
Well, the apprehension waiting this long really is the toughest thing of all. You know, yesterday was kind of a slow day. They practiced in the morning, and then the game this afternoon at 3 o'clock. It really, a lot of excitement, a lot of anticipation. Let's start the game.
Now the referee is out in the middle of the field. McElway will explain to Don Hudson the heads and the tails, and perhaps we'll be able to eavesdrop a little bit, and there is the great Hall of Famer coming out. He and Bear Bryant teamed together with some marvelous Alabama teams. And he is now shaking hands with referee McElway now at the middle of the field and being introduced here to the throng in San Diego. And you'll hear the ovation for Hudson now. And referee McElway being introduced to the crowd, and he will conduct the coin toss.
Captain Dave Buss will make the call. Gentlemen, this is a commemorative coin. Head is the side with the Vince Lombardi trophy and the two helmets. The active players are on the other side. Gentlemen, the helmet and the Vince Lombardi trophy is head. The action players is head. Captain Buss, I'm going to... Captain Buss, I'm going to ask you to call it while the coin is in the air. Don, would you please toss the coin? Heads, he says.
The Washington Redskins have won the flip.
Washington has won the toss. What is your choice? He wants the ball. All right, would you please turn around, gentlemen? Reverse yourself.
Washington
has won the toss.
We'll have the ball first here this afternoon in Super Bowl 22 against the Denver Broncos. And I can think of no better gentleman to turn this over to right now. The voice of CBS Radio Sports, both football and baseball. They've done a great job with our Monday night package. Gentlemen, Jack Buck and Hank Stram, take it away. Super Bowl 22, I hope it's as good as we all want it to be.
Thank you, Brandon. Nice going. The stage is all set, Henry, and it's not only a thrill, but a privilege to be able to talk to the folks tuned in on CBS and also on Armed Forces Radio today.
I was thinking today, Jack, how lucky I have been personally, and I'm sure you feel exactly the same way, to be involved in some way with this great spectacle. As a coach, as a commentator for 21 years, be involved in it some way, it's really exciting and a great thrill.
The Denver Broncos will kick off from our right to our left, and Ricky Sanders goes deep along with Timmy Smith. Smith has come on very strongly in the Washington picture lately.
Yes, he has, and if I were Washington, that's exactly what I would like to be able to do, get the ball on offense and try to keep it away from the Denver Broncos right off the bat.
You get these Broncos out of that Mile High Stadium, and the kicks don't go that far. I was watching Rich Carlos in the pregame. He wasn't even getting the ball down inside the 10-yard line.
That's about a 6-yard difference, at least, Jack, kicking outside and kicking in Denver.
We want to thank all of you for tuning us in on CBS Radio on our Super Bowl broadcast. Special of all the folks listening around the world in Armed Forces Radio.
And Carlos talking about the kickoffs in the distance, Jack. Carlos has had 19 touchbacks this year. Somewhat deceptive because 18 of them came in Denver.
It does make a difference. And Carlos is kicking off. And the deepest man is Ricky Sanders. He has averaged 29 yards per kick return. Jimmy Smith is back there flanking him. Here's the kick. It's inside the five. Sanders takes it on the one. Returns up the middle to the 10-15. Goes outside and did not get to the 20-yard line. And a rough one of the officials gets knocked cuckoo down there as Kevin Clark, K.C. Clark, made the first tackle of the day. A 15-yard return, and the Redskins, going from our left to our right, will operate from inside their 20. They put the ball down at the... Come on, put it down there. They put it down at the 18-yard line. And we go from there. And it is Doug Williams at the control. In the backfield with him is George Rogers. They line up Didier as the fullback. And they send Sanders to the right.
and Clark to the left. On the first snap, Williams takes the snap, hands it off to Rogers, running right, hit at the 20, down at the 22. He got 4 yards. It was Timmy Smith running and carrying for four over the right side out to the 22-yard line. And the tackle by Dennis Smith, who's back in the lineup at the safety spot for the Broncos.
And the Washington Redskins start off with two tight ends and two running backs. Normally, they start with one running back. They got two. One is a leader to make sure that you get the forward thrust by the lead back. Didier is lined up in the backfield.
Warren is the tight end on the left side. Didier in the backfield with Timmy Smith, second and six. Smith again, up the middle, stopped cold, nothing during that time. On a swarming defense by the Denver Broncos, led by Greg Craig in the nose guard, and Rulon Jones, who really crashed down on the play. Third and six coming up.
Yes, and here again, Jack, what they're doing, they're trying to deceive the Denver Broncos by playing with three tight ends, two on the line of scrimmage, one in the backfield, and two outside receivers, and of course the Didier, number 86, plays like a fullback. He's big and strong and bigger than most fullbacks, but he didn't get a good block on the lead play that last time.
Art Monk is in the lineup for the Redskins, and he goes to the left. And it is third down with Kelvin Clark on a wing in the backfield. And motion by Clark back to throw Williams for the first time. Hit close, up in the air, and dropped. It would have been a first down at the 30-yard line. It was a little parachute thrown out there to the wide receiver, Gary Clark. He dropped it, and meanwhile, Rick Dennison was right in the face of Williams when he coughed it up.
And the nice thing about Williams had the poise and the touch to throw it right over the top. How Clark dropped the ball, I don't know. The only reason being had to be that he kept took his eye off the ball and was worried about running before he caught it and dropped it.
And now another Clark. Kevin Clark is inside his 40 awaiting the punt of Steve Cox. He'll touch it off from his 10-yard line. The ball will be snapped by Darrell Grant. On fourth down, the Redskins are giving it up. It's a good snap and the kick by Cox. And it's an ordinary kick, but it takes a bounce, and it bounces in favor of Denver. And look where Denver will start from, Hank. I know you always point this out. They'll go from their own 44-yard line. That was only a 33-yard kick.
What a way to start, and especially Washington thinking they'd have to run the ball and control the line of scrimmage. There's a flag down, however, on the play.
There is a flag, the first of the day.
Ineligible downfield on the kick, number 54. Penalty is declined. First down.
Washington had a man downfield before the ball was kicked. Ineligible man downfield, Kirk Judea, the linebacker. And John Elway will start from his 44. Well, Doug Williams is 0 for 1, and the Redskins failed to get a first down. First time they had the ball. And now it's Sammy Winder and Gene Lang in the backfield. And out of the shotgun on first down is Elway. Elway takes the snap. Back to throw. Looking and throwing. Long. Right sideline. It's open. It's caught. Touchdown. Touchdown. They're ripping the team on the first play by the Presto. Unbelievable. 56 yards over Barry Wilburn. You think they worked on that for 2 weeks, eh?
Yeah, they got it right over, right on top. A beautiful throw. Good pass protection. And Wilburn is licked on the play. McKeel makes the catch. He's got him licked by about 3 or 4 yards. What a sensational way to start the Super Bowl.
Has there ever been a more lightning start to any Super Bowl game? 56 yards. 6-0 Denver. He caught it at about the 4 and stumbled into the end zone. Rich Collins will try the extra point with Gary Kubiak holding the ball. What a lightning development that was. The kick by Carlos. 7-0 in favor of the Broncos. We've played less than 2 minutes. 7-0 Broncos. To Rick Nateel for all you do. This buzz for you. And with the score, 7-0 Broncos. Hey, we need a timeout.
I'm Jim Nance with NFL Great Defenders, sponsored by the U.S. Army Reserve. One of the fascinating stories of the NFL season belongs to Barry Wilburn of the Washington Redskins. In his third year out of Mississippi, Wilburn had started only 6 games prior to 1987. But this season, he picked off 9 passes and led the Redskins' charge to the NFC Eastern Division title. Barry Wilburn of Washington with a Pro Bowl season, making him an NFL Great Defender. NFL Great Defender, sponsored by the U.S. Army Reserve.
Number one to Tower.
This is Tower.
It was the earliest touchdown in Super Bowl history. 7-0 Broncos. 13:03 left in the first quarter. Let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the CBS radio network.
Hi, Tom Doerr here, inviting you to tune into Sports Talk Monday through Friday at 6:30. You get a chance to talk to the personalities of the sports world here on News Talk 590 KLBJ AM, Austin.
Isn't this something? What a start. Here's another kickoff by Carlos. He kicked off less than 2 minutes ago. It's high and deep. Sanders takes it on the one. He's to the five, running left to the 10, and slips down at the 16-yard line. Things early are not going properly for the Redskins. They came out and they ran, and threw on third down. Denver came out in the opposite fashion.
Well, I think the difference, Jack, of course, you know, when you start off on the 18-yard line and the other team starts off on the 45, the big difference, and you could open up your offense, and you got a chance for a big play. They took it. The execution of the play was fantastic from a shotgun formation.
It is Ricky Smith in the backfield. Didier lined up in front of him at the fullback spot. Bark the wide receiver to the right. Motion by Sanders to the left. And a first down pass by Williams. Swings it out in the flat. It is caught, and it's crossed to the 20-yard line. Booming out across the 25 is Jimmy Smith, and that's close to a first down before Mark Kane bumped him out of bounds.
And they like Timmy Smith very much. I think he gives them a dimension that they don't think that they get from Rodgers. Rodgers does not catch the ball that much and or that well. Timmy Smith does, so they like to have him so they don't have to worry about making a substitution to be able to throw the ball with the back in the backfield.
Timmy Smith out of Texas Tech, the number 5 pick. He's a rookie this year, and it's 2nd and 1. And again, it is Warren lined up in the backfield ahead of Timmy Smith. And trying to get the first down with a pop up the middle. A first down run by Jimmy Smith out to the 30-yard line. That's the first down of the day for the Redskins. And Carl Mecklenburg made the tackle. We'll say his name a lot today, won't we?
I'm sure we will, because he plays every one of the defensive line positions and every one of the linebacker positions. And you better know where he is, because he really creates a lot of problems. You better make sure you block him on every play.
Well, the Redskins threw on first down a moment ago. Let's see what they do now on first down from their 30-yard line. Sanders goes in motion back to the left, and here is Williams handing off to Smith. A big hole. He goes out to the 34, and it's a good thing that tackle was made at the 34-yard line by the defensive end, Andre Townsend, or Smith would have run a long way on that one.
Yes, Mark May got a good block that time, and that's important, those big tackles. Mark May weighs 295, and, of course, Jacoby weighs 305.
And the center is Jeff Bostic, and Raleigh McKenzie and R.C. Thielman are the guards. 2nd down and 6 from their own 34 for the Redskins. Sanders in motion again. Here is Williams back to throw. Doug sets and throws over the middle. Patted down by Greg Fragan, the nose guard. He's 6'3", got his hands up in the air. The pass was going right over the middle, and it's 3rd and 6.
And I think Denver is very concerned. They want to make sure that they have people covering, and people who are capable of covering Kelvin Bryant. He's their leading receiver out of the backfield, and he's a good one, especially when he has some running room once he makes the reception.
On 3rd down, Jeremiah Castile and Randy Robbins check in. 6 defensive backs. Art Monk is in on offense. Didier sets up on a wing. Dalvin Clark in the lineup for the Redskins. And Williams back to throw. 3rd down. No pressure. Throws to the right sideline, and it is dropped at the 40-yard line. A diving attempt by Gary Clark. And the Redskins have to pump the ball. That's the 2nd drop of the day.
Yes, and it's a 2nd drop for the same person, Clark. He should have caught that one. It was a little bit more difficult than the first one he dropped, but he still should have caught that ball in a Super Bowl game. Those are the kind of balls you have to catch.
Mark Haynes was covering on that last play, and Steve Cox will punt again. And back inside the 30-yard line is Kevin Clark. They call him KC. He prefers Kevin. He's inside his 30-yard line.
And the way Cox kicks, he drops the ball very low. There's always a chance you can block a kick. on Cox and see if they have it. No, they're not going after him.
They didn't go after him, and here's the punt. High, rather deep. Clark took it on the 23, returns for the 30, and out to the 32. And I'll say this for Clark. He got everything out of the return that he could get before he was tackled by Jeff Bostic. A 43-yard punt, a 9-yard return, 11-14 left in the first quarter, and on a touchdown pass, the Broncos lead 7-0. Let's take time out.
Winning makes it work.
I was doing a seminar in Atlanta, how to make SNA work without IBM. There's this big SNA network, right? No IBM mainframe, no IBM controllers, no IBM screens on a desk, just 5 IBM look-alike mainframes, a Wang VS, a VS at each node, thousands of workstations, a whole continent, all managed by a Wang VS. I said, that is how you control the network today. And blink, you can see the light bulbs go on.
To find out how Wang can make it work for you, call 1-800-522-WANG.
Do you think Elway will throw that long pass to Nateel again? We'll see. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Jimmy Connolly Company has changed their location, but they haven't changed their personalized attention to your insurance needs. Their new offices are located at 1111 West 6th Street in the Treaty Oak Square. That's a tall building that faces West 5th Street with all the shaded undercover parking. If your current insurance agent is giving you the runaround, let the Jimmy Connolly Company handle all facets of your insurance needs. Call them, or better yet, come by and see them for a quote on your personal or business insurance today. The Jimmy Connolly Company, 477-3500.
It's time to get a new year off to a great start. At Hendricks GMC Trucks, we can't think of a better place to start than with our huge supply of GMC S Jimmys. Really, folks, we've got far too many Jimmys in our lot. So stop by and we'll take you up on any reasonable offer. And you'll drive home one of the most efficient and fun-to-drive vehicles on or off the road today. Room for 5 and cargo, too. The GMC S Jimmy from Hendricks GMC Trucks, your truck specialist. I-35 have been wide on the Motor Mile.
From the sideline, Hank, Jimmy Hunter tells us that some of the Redskins defenders here in the early part of the game after the touchdown pass had gone to a longer sweep on their shoes.
That could be the case, but it was the case of cleats. He just got beat. He got stuck in the mud, so to speak, and he ran right by him, talking about Wilbur.
The ball at the 32 with Sammy Winder in the backfield with John Elway. And they use 3 wide receivers on first down. Tight end Clarence Kay on the right side, out of the shotgun, back to throw. Elway long down the left sideline on a stop and go, and incomplete. And boy, there was good play by Darryl Green on the corner as he was covering Mark Jackson down the sideline. They tried the same play at the other sideline this time, Hank, on a little stop and go pattern on the part of the receiver.
Yeah, the other one was just a go. He just took off and went right down the sideline and beat Wilbur. Wilbur has very bad technique, Jack. He's up way too high, and he has to get down, bend his knees to turn and run. And by the time he does that, he's in trouble, and that's what happened on a touchdown play.
Vance Johnson is in there. He was injured. He's in there, and Steve Sewell is in the lineup. I think Sewell's going to play a big part in this game, and Tony Bode is in the backfield with Elway on 2nd and 10. They haven't run the ball yet. Back to throw is Elway. Brings it over the middle. It's caught at the 45. To midfield goes Jackson to the 45-40, and out of bounds at the 37. Pop over the middle. Elway to Jackson. And that's all the Broncos are doing. Throwing, 32 yards.
Yeah, they'll throw, Jack, and they'll run by running trap plays because the aggressive nature of the linemen of the Washington Redskins, they'll make them come across that line of scrimmage very aggressively. Then they're going to draw, they'll trap, they'll screen, and that'll be their running package, I'm sure, this afternoon against the Washington Redskins.
Elway held that ball at the last moment. That was not an easy pass to complete, Hank. He had to get it past some people.
Yes, he did. Had to throw it right by and, of course, right into the middle area on a crossing pattern to Jackson.
First down, Lang is in the backfield. Shotgun formation again. Here's an inside reverse. Pass play by Sewell. Wide open, right sideline. Elway got it at the 20, 15. He's down at the 13. A pass from Sewell to Elway. First down at the 13. And the Broncos are tearing up the P-pass here in San Diego.
And the the great thing about it is they're already on the attack. They're pulling no stops. They're doing what they wanted to do as far as making big plays, and they've already made three big plays in the early stages of this game.
And they are not matching strength and brawn with the Redskins.
No, they surely aren't. They're taking advantage of the skills that they have, and so far it's working tremendously well.
10-17 left in the first quarter. First down at the 13 of Washington. In the backfield is Winder under center now as Elway for the first time. He draws the ball to Winder, and he's down at the 12. He got only a yard, and it gives the crowd a chance to breathe as Neil Okowicz, the middle linebacker, made the tackle.
I think any time that you play a 4-3 defense, one area that you want to attack is the area in the middle with the run and also the pass. And they ran the crossing pattern to Jackson. He hit him right in the middle area. They were working on that play when we saw him work the other day, Jack, and it opened up nicely on the two plays ago.
It is second down and 9 from the Redskins 12. Winder in the backfield, Sewell on a wing, Elway under center. Sewell goes in motion. Elway takes the snap, back to throw, and throws to the right sideline, caught, and out of bounds at the 6-yard line. That'll make it third and short. And Steve Sewell caught the ball, and they told us, Hank, that Sewell is going to be a big part of this game, and he already has been with a pass and a reception.
Yes, and of course, I think when they have the linebackers in there, I think their approach is going to be to try to work on the safety with their tight end and also throw the ball to the backs in the flat to take advantage of coverage by the linebackers of the Washington Redskins. It's obvious that's the plan, and they're working the plan beautifully.
It's 3rd and 3.5. We'll call it 3rd and 3. Elway is 3 out of 4 in passing. He's in the shotgun on 3rd down. Back to throw. The quarterback draw. He is hit at the 6 and knocked down. John, he tried to run the draw, and he ran into big Dave Butts, and it's field goal kicking time for the Broncos.
And, you know, that's the thing that lost the game for them a year ago. They had great opportunity to jump on the Giants. They had 3 downs to get a first down or a touchdown and didn't get the opportunity and blew the game right after that happened. Here's another illustration. They get this close with a big play. They can't get it in because they can't run the ball well enough, and this could come back to haunt them as this game progresses, because they should have got 7, not have to settle for 3.
Here's a 24-yard attempt by Rich Carlos with Kubiak holding the ball. Bishop snaps it. There's the kick, and it is 10-0 in favor of the Broncos. A 24-yard field goal by Rich Carlos. And Rich, for all you do, this club's for you. With a score, 10-0 Broncos. 9:09 left in the first quarter. Let's take time out.
Hello, fans, and welcome to Great Football Upset. My guest is Coach Steve Turner. Coach, what was your biggest upset?
Had to be the 81 playoffs, Bob. I ate a pepperoni pizza before the game. Did I get heartburn?
How did you get back in the action?
I took Pepto-Bismol. It's got a remarkable coating action. As it coats, it soothes. Thanks to Pepto-Bismol, we scored a big victory.
Coach, any last words for our listeners?
Sure, Pepto-Bismol. For heartburn, upset stomach, and diarrhea, the one that coats is the only one you need.
Thanks, Coach. Tune in again for more Football Upset.
Coach, did you say to him?
Yeah, but we need the point spread.
Use only as directed.
7 plays, a 61-yard drive, and a field goal for the Broncos. We'll be back in just a moment.
Don't gamble with just any deadbolt. If you want added security and protection in your home or office, visit Cothran's for a Keyscape deadbolt by Wiser Lock. Wiser's Fire Department approved Keyscape deadbolt offers the security of a double-cylinder deadbolt and the safety of a trap key feature that makes for panic-free escape in times of emergency. America's getting wiser, and you can too, at any of Cothran's 4 locations, or call them for 24-hour locksmith service and installation at 472-6273.
At Austin Hydro Gas Company, you get more.
Just what do you get at Austin Hydro Gas?
You get the highest quality propane gas service at
a position. They have to do a good job of bringing these kits back and get a chance to do some things rather than start an 18 and a 16 like they did the last 2 drives.
Sanders takes it on the 2, back up the middle to the 10 and knocked down. The ball comes loose. There's a fumble. Who's got it? Who's got it? Broncos think they might have. They're not that enthusiastic about it. Washington Ricky Sanders fumbled the ball near the 15-yard line. Denver might very well have this ball. They unpile the players. The Broncos think they have it. We wait. It's at the Washington 15. They still haven't signaled as they unpile the players. Boy, there's a lot of battling going on underneath. Who's going to come up with a treasured pigskin? Who are they going to give it to?
The biggest guy in the bottom of that pile is going to wind up with it, Jack. You know that for sure.
They've got a tug of war going on underneath there, and they still haven't indicated who has the football.
Looks like a taffy pull down below.
The Broncos think they do. The officials say they do. Now this time out, they're still unpiling. The officials still haven't given it. Now Washington gets the ball. What a break that is for them, Hank.
Oh, you talk about dodging a bullet.
That's the first break they've had because all of the Broncos thought they had it. And finally, it was Terry Orr, a tight end, big and strong, who came away with that football. With a big hit on Sanders, the ball popped loose. And Terry Orr of the Redskins came away with it right at the 15-yard line. And now the officials are huddling up even more. But they've already indicated that the ball belongs to Washington, so they won't change that call. All there is a discussion of some sort, Hank.
Yeah, they're talking it over. There's four of them in cahoots there talking about what happened on the last play.
The Redskins have their offensive unit on the field with Doug Williams trying to rally his troops who trail 10-0 here in the early going, 9 minutes left in the first quarter. And still the officials are huddling and talking it over. And apparently they're looking at it on the replay.
Dan Reeves is right down there at about the 30-yard line.
Looked like that Greg Bell might have had a very good crack at the ball for Ken Bell. Might have had a very good crack at the ball for the Broncos. But I'm telling you, that people don't know those kind of those wrestling manias for the ball.
Hey, they do a lot of scratching, a lot of digging, and a lot of biting down under that big pile.
Biting.
You bet they do.
They're still huddling as the replay goes on. The Denver Broncos, back-to-back Super Bowl appearances. They lost last year to the Giants, 39-20. It's not very often you get another chance so quickly, Hank, and sometimes teams never get another chance.
You're right, and it's a great compliment to Dan Reeves and his coaching staff and the whole organization. You know, talking about the Denver Broncos, they have 11 players on the replacement team who have made this team. They have 15 free agents. They have made five major trades.
By the replay official, the play stands as called.
The ball at the 15-yard line. Well, the Bronco fans boo, the Redskin fans cheer. The fumble was caused by Bruce Klosterman on a big tackle on Ricky Sanders. And the line of scrimmage is the Washington 16-yard line. They're only behind 10-0. No need for them to come out of their game plan, eh?
Oh, none whatsoever. They're a play and a half away from being back in the ball game, and it's just the first quarter.
On first down, Williams with Didier the fullback and Ricky Smith the tailback. Hands it off to Ricky Smith, running left, and he's dropped for a loss back at the 11-yard line. Penetration was made by Mecklenburg. I don't know if he guesses at one end, but if he guesses right a lot of times.
I don't like what the Washington Redskins are doing with their double tight end package. They've got a loose, they've got a split inside, and as a result, a linebacker is free. I think they'd be a lot better off to put the tight ends on the line of scrimmage, get 7-on-7, and go after them that way. They're pushing it differently than what I thought they would.
Now from the 12, it's second down and 14 yards to go. Art Monk is in the lineup for the Redskins, and here is Williams handing it off to Clark, and he's tackled for a yard loss. At the 10-yard line, as they were blitzing, Dennis Smith and others, and Kelvin Bryant carried the ball off, and he was stopped back at the 10-yard line.
Well,
they're really sitting on the ball, right?
Well, they're trying to cross up. They're trying to cross up the defense. Normally, when Bryant is in the ball game on a long yardage situation, they throw the ball to him. Evidently, they thought maybe they would fool Denver, but they wound up fooling themselves. They got stuck with a blitz and couldn't take advantage of a chance for a big play.
3rd and 17, Rulon Jones made that last tackle. 3 wide receivers for the Redskins. And on 3rd down with Clark in motion, Williams under center, back to throw. It's a 4-man rush. He sets up and steps up and throws. It's caught at the 30, to the 35-40, to the 45 and out of bounds at midfield. A big play by Art Monk. Tony Lilly bumped him out.
isolation was thrown for a loss.
6:50 left in the first quarter, 10-0 Broncos. Williams is 2 out of 5. And it's 2nd down and 14, and he has Kelvin Bryant in the lineup and puts him in motion. Now Clark goes in motion. On 2nd down, a short drop by Williams. Deep drop now, looks and throws long over the middle, and incomplete inside the 30-yard line. Hit the deck right in front of Kelvin Clark with Steve Wilson and Tony Lilly, Kelvin Bryant, with Tony Lilly and Ricky Hundley covering on the play.
Very bad choice on the part of Doug Williams. Warren, the tight end, number 85, was anchored in the middle area, wide open. Nobody around him. He didn't get the ball to him. As a result, he's lucky he didn't get the ball intercepted.
Williams is not having a hot hand here at the outset. He is 2 out of 6, and it is 3rd down and 14. Art Monk checks into the lineup again, one of 3 wide receivers for Washington. On 3rd down, Williams under center, takes the snap, 4-man rush. Williams throws and overthrows his man, incomplete. It went off the hands of Clark, Gary Clark, and sailed incomplete. Tony Lilly is unhappy that he wasn't there to intercept that deflection. Williams is 2 out of 7, and it's punting time again for Washington. This time they are gaining a little field position, however. And Steve Cox will kick it to Kevin Clark, who stands inside his 50.
Juan Jones that time, number 75, got good penetration on Williams.
We await the snap from Bostic. Snaps the ball to Cox. He kicks it, and it's not too hot. And Clark rushes up, took it on the 20, to the 25, to the 29. The Broncos will go from there. I wonder what other tricks they have up their sleeve. Terry Orr made the tackle. It was only a 34-yard punt, a 9-yard return. 6:18 left in the first quarter. 10-0 Broncos leading Washington. Let's take time out. It's the third time Denver has had the ball. They start from their own 28. They score it the first time on their first play on a 56-yard pass to Ricky McNeil from John Elway. And then after a 7-play drive, they scored on a 24-yard field goal by Rich Carlos. I wonder if they have any more tricks up their sleeve, Hank, or are they going to do some normal and ordinary things?
Well, I think they're going to continue to throw the ball, Jack. That's what they do best. They're going to go after him aggressively, try to get as many points on a scoreboard as they possibly can, so that it'll be very difficult to Washington play catch-up football.
Winder and Lang are in the backfield on first down from the 28. Elway gives the ball to the running back Lang, and he blows across the 35 out to the 39-yard line. Gene Lang was really flying. A good block by Winder and an 11-yard run. And Hank, that wasn't a handoff. That was a little toss to Lang. It was on the dead run.
Well, they faked the toss, Jack, like they were going to go outside, and they cut back inside. The defensive end popped through. The defensive end took the bait to the outside. There was a lot of running room inside of Dexter Manley on the play, number 72.
And Alvin Walton made the tackle at the 39. First down Denver with Winder and Lang in the backfield again. Clarence Kay, the tight end on the left side. Lang runs with the ball to the 40, 45 to the 50, another first down. He's to the Washington 47-yard line and running very hard, and a Washington player is not going to get up right away. That was a 13-yard run, the tackle by Coleman and Todd Bowles, and an injured Washington player. And Lang, well, he's got some afterburners in him today.
Well, you know, the other thing is you look at the two teams, you get the impression that it's very obvious how much more quick the Denver Broncos are than the Washington Redskins. Washington so far looks very sluggish.
Yeah, well, I was
a plotty. The other team is very aggressive, very quick.
That was the choice before the game, Hank. Do you favor the strong, burly, overpowering team, or do you go with the speed and quickness? That was the choice everybody had to make.
Well, I think that you talk about the speed and quickness. I think the defensive back has speed and quickness. I think Dexter Manley has speed and quickness. I don't think Butts has anymore. I think Grant has. And I think from that standpoint, there's not a great variety of difference in the two teams overall. but it just looks like they're winning the battle up front with the line of scrimmage and making things happen with some good runs and making some big gains on the play.
Monty Coleman shaken up on the play. He's their weak side linebacker. Gets up, and he'll leave the field, and Kirk Duvair comes in. He'll replace him. It's another first down for the Broncos. They're at the Redskin 48. Folks, if you're looking for performance, reliability, and value, look for Samsung, the maker of affordable home electronics. To find your nearest Samsung dealer, call toll-free 1-800-255-2550. 1-800-255-2550. Well, the Broncos have had an 11-yard run and a 13-yard run. Total offense, 141 yards for the Broncos so far, 52 yards for Washington. Denver has Lang and Winder in the backfield, and now on first down, Elway goes into the shotgun. Takes the snap, back to throw. Looks, steps up and throws right sideline and overthrew his man, incomplete to Ricky Natil. Natil, the rookie out of Florida and the number one draft pick, and he always disappointed himself as that pass got away from him.
Yeah, you don't see that happen very often, but he threw the ball way over the top and it goes incomplete. He had what he wanted on a one-on-one situation over there, but just didn't get the ball on target like he likes to do most of the time. Dexter Manley is changing with the linebacker. He's not getting caught inside. He's going outside. The linebacker is staying inside so Manley can get a good rush, a better rush than he can from the tight defensive end position.
Tony Bodie and Steve Sewell are in the lineup. Clarence Vaughn checks in defensively for the Redskins on second down. Here's an inside pitch, and it's wide open to the 40, to the 40, 35, down to the 30-yard line. Goes Steve Sewell. And a little inside pitch out of the shotgun formation, and that's the third big play, 18 yards, that Steve Sewell has been a part of.
And again, I just talked about Dexter Manley playing outside of the linebacker. He wants to get a severe rush. He got the rush, but they ran right inside of him on the shovel play, and he picked up a nice gain of 18 yards.
Elway throws that ball around like a baseball, eh?
Yes, he does. We're looking for him to throw one behind his back here pretty soon.
The ball is to the 30. And Bowles and Vaughn made that last tackle, and now Elway gets under center. He has Sewell as his setback, and timeout called by Denver. They had the wrong play called for the personnel they had on the field, apparently. 4:20 left in the first quarter. Broncos leading 10-0, and they have a first down at the Washington 30. Let us take timeout.
If you're in the market for a color television, a VCR, microwave oven, or other home appliances, I'd like to tell you about Samsung Electronics. This is Don Kobus, and it's my pleasant job to spread the word.
Let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tom Doerr. Between Phil Miller and myself, we bring you more sports more often. When it happens, you'll hear it here first on News Talk 590 KLBJ AM, Austin.
First down, Denver at the Washington 30-yard line. Steve Sewell in the backfield. Three wide receivers. Jackson in motion. Here is Elway rolling right. Stops, wants to throw. He's in trouble. Avoids a tackler. Runs with the ball. Throws. Incomplete. Down the right sideline. He couldn't run, so he dumps it off. Trying to get it downfield to Clarence Kay. And Mel Kaufman, the linebacker, was covering. So despite all of his dancing, Elway didn't get anything done that time. And he slipped a little out there, eh?
I was just going to say, Jack, the field looks pretty from this far up in the press box. But I guarantee you there's too many people sliding and slipping around out there. The ground crew is running out there. George Tolman, his group, 6-7 people trying to replace the divot. That has to be a kind of a sloppy track. And because of all the slippage just going on so far in this game.
Elway is 4 out of 7 with one touchdown pass. Sewell is joined by Tony Bodie in the backfield for Denver. And on second down and 10 from the 30, out of the shotgun. Elway takes the snap back to Smith-Bow, and he threw that one incomplete, and Hank, he tried to get it to Sewell. The ball was tipped, but incomplete. Hank, as he threw the ball, his feet slipped, and it was incomplete, and that's the reason he missed the wide-open Sewell.
Yeah, it's amazing how many of those players are slipping out on the field. I don't know what kind of cleats they're using. They didn't concern. I asked some of them before the game. They didn't seem to think they'd have to use a three-quarter-inch cleat, but they might have to change at halftime.
Yeah, his back foot gave way as he set up to throw, and it's third down and 10 at the Redskin 30. 4:05 left in the first quarter. Into the game comes Steve Watson. Four wide receivers for Denver. Watson recovered from those rib injuries. Three wide receivers to the right side. They've got Washington running around a little bit on defense. And Elway starts Nateel in motion. Takes the snap, back to throw. Looks third and 10, chased out of the pocket. On the run and tackled back at the 49-yard line by Alvin Walden, the safety man. Well, they had Washington running around on defense. And Elway slipped one more time as he was avoiding the rush, but a big loss and a coming time for the first time for Denver.
Walton, the strong safety, made the stop, made the containment, made the open field tackle, and that's exactly what you have to do. There was a lot of confusion in the defensive secondary of the Washington Redskins, but they had dodged the bullet and they got away with it.
A loss of 18 yards, and into the game is Mike Horan to punt for the first time. And Darrell Green is back at his 10-yard line, and you know how dangerous he is. It's the first punt for the left-footed kicker, Horan. He hangs it high, aims for the sideline, and it goes out of bounds somewhere near or inside the 20-yard line. And we'll see with the Redskins. They'll start from their 16-yard line. So a pretty good kick by Horan. Once again, Washington does not have good field position. They had it only once. 3:33 left in the first quarter. Broncos leading 10-0. That was only a 32-yard punt, but it did the job for Mike Horan and the Broncos. And now Doug Williams, 2 out of 7, has got to get something done for the Redskins.
I think they got to throw the ball on 1st and 10. It's the third time they wind up with possession on the first with on the 16-yard line, Jack.
Under center is Doug Williams. Kimmy Smith in the backfield with him. Don Warren, the tight end in motion, and a first down pass by Williams. It's caught by Sanders up to the 24-yard line. Worthwhile game before Jim Ryan could make the tackle, and that was good for about 8 yards. And a quick pass play to Sanders, curling in.
He was in a slot formation that time, was uncovered. He just went to the open area, stopped in the hole, and Doug Williams got it to him right on the money very quickly.
And they gave him 8 yards out to the 25-yard line, 2nd and 2. Didier is the upback. Sanders in motion. Williams gives the ball to Timmy Smith. He breaks loose across the 30, 35, first down. Out to midfield goes Timmy Smith before Tony Lilly could tackle him. A big burst by the Redskins. A couple of missed tackles by the Broncos.
Yes, I thought they had a stop on a left tackle when they off.
There's a flag down, eh? And that made negate one of the few big plays the Redskins have pulled off. Penalty coming up against Washington. Instead of having the ball in midfield, a penalty will be assessed. That was a 25-yard run by Timmy Smith. I thought, as you did, that he would stop cold.
Yeah, I did, too. I thought he was stopped, and he bounced out of the huddle.
Number 85, offense. Second down.
Ball is against Don Warren for holding. That stops the clock with 2:49 left in the first quarter. Broncos leading 10-0, and they mark the ball down at the Washington 15. That'll make it 2nd down and 11. Instead of a 1st down at midfield. Doug Williams gets under center. Art Monk is in the lineup. He comes in motion back to the right side. Back to throw is Williams. He looks and throws. Short drop. Dropped, and that's another drop by Ricky Sanders. That's the third drop pass by Washington.
And a short pass like that one, I don't know what the problem was. It was thrown a little bit to the side, but there's no reason why he shouldn't have made that catch.
2:27 left in the first quarter. The Broncos lead 10-0. By the way, Hank, the Broncos came down and had to settle for a field goal and getting a touchdown. They marched down to the 30, and then they disrupted it there, so they missed some opportunity.
Yes, that's really tough in a big game like this one. You better get points when you have good field position. They haven't been able to take advantage of it.
Clark goes in motion. Calvin Bryant in the backfield, and now in the pass pattern. Here's the pass by Williams. It's thrown, and it is caught, and a first down across the 30-yard line of Bryant. He really waited a long time before he came out of the backfield, then caught the ball at the 35 for a first down for Washington. 20-yard pickup, and he's only Lilly the tackler. No pressure that time at all on Williams.
No, none whatsoever, and he had a lot of poise. He showed a lot of presence there, hanging in the pocket and finally finding the receiver wide open, Bryant, in the middle area.
And that was a third down play, resulting in a Washington first down. Now Williams back to throw on first down. Big rush. He is sacked and slipped. He fell down. This turf is really giving him fits, and he might be hurt because his leg buckled underneath him. I'm watching him, Hank, to see if he gets up, and he might be limping. He was tackled back at the 24-yard line by Rulon Jones.
Yeah, it was a bad slip, and his legs went in all directions. And those are the kind of slips that sometimes create a problem and also create an injury.
He was sacked back at the 25-yard line, a loss of 10, and that is the first sack of the Washington quarterback. And now we're going to have a timeout, and down goes Williams, Hank.
Schrader's in the game. They brought him on the field. He's in the game, and so evidently he must have been hurt more seriously than they thought.
He got up. He walked away. He went down again after that loss of 10 yards. Boy, the footing here is going to be a matter of big discussion when this game is over.
And it's hard to understand where the weather is as nice as it is out here. I don't know why it should be that slippery.
George Coleman, who took care of the field, said when he came out here with his crew, Hank, there was no grass. No grass at all worn out from the college games and the bowl games and so forth. And they grew some grass in a hurry, but it's not holding.
No, it isn't. You'd be better off to paint it, spray the stuff green and play on a hard track, rather than fool around putting in turf in a big game like this one where the guys can't express their ability. It's a bad deal.
On the pregame show with Brent Musburger, George Thoma told us the grass was only 25 days old. And I tell you, it's now Doug Williams gets to his feet. He looks pretty good as he walks off. Now he runs off. But meanwhile, Jay Schrader is in the game to do the quarterback.
And we watched him in practice the other day, Jack, and I hope that he's going to play better than he did the way he practiced the other day. He didn't hit many passes.
Williams was 4 out of 10 as he leaves, and Jay Schrader is into the game. He completed 48% of his passes during the year, 12 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
The great thing about Schrader, he gives you that escapability skill that you like in the quarterback. He can move and puts a little different kind of pressure on the defense.
And he is faced with 2nd and 20 as he takes his first snap with Calvin Bryant in the backfield. Ricky Sanders in motion. Schrader back to throw. Sets up. He's hit and knocked down. And he's lucky he held out of the ball at the 16-yard line. Mecklenburg got on him and stopped him for the second time.
See, there's a great illustration. You better know where Mecklenburg is. He lines up at left end, left tackle, left linebacker. That time he was a right end. He was on the right side that time and gets penetration and makes the sack.
Untouched. Third down and 28. Nobody touched him, did they, Hank?
No, he was on the outside playing like a linebacker. He jumped right over the
Calvin Bryant.
Yeah, looked like he jumped right over Calvin Bryant and made the sack.
And now it is third down and 28 as a result. Schrader is under center. 6 defensive backs for the Broncos. 3-man front for the Broncos. Back to throw is Schrader. He steps up and throws short, and it's dropped. Dropped by Calvin Bryant. He tried to turn and run, and he forgot to catch the ball, and that's the fourth drop pass by the Redskins in the first quarter. 41 seconds left in the first quarter. And now Washington's going to have to punt again. Steve Cox is into the game, and Denver will have very good field position if all things go normally.
And especially the way Cox is kicking the ball, he's kicking it so low, it's getting there in a hurry. And as a result, they ought to get good returns.
The ball will be snapped by Jeff Bostic.
I would try to block one on him, Jack. He drops the ball so low that you have a great opportunity to block a kick on Cox.
Let's see if the Broncos come after him. There's the snap. It's a mild rush. There's the kick, and it's a nasty kick. It bounces at midfield, and it's touched down near the 40-yard line by the Redskins. It's touchdown at the 43 of Denver. Vernon Dean was down to cover it. That was a 40-yard punt, but only because of the good bounce and no return. So Elway and company come on the field with 31 seconds left in the quarter, and Denver leading 10 to nothing. And the Redskins can't get off a dime, can they?
They're terrible. They look slow, and they look sluggish, and they just don't seem to be in sync at all like I thought they would be.
31 seconds left in the first quarter. John Elway comes out. He has Sammy Winder and Gene Lang in the backfield. And he has two tight ends, Clarence Kay.
He'll have to pump one up.
Kay is on a wing. Back to throw is Elway on first down. He throws to the left sideline. Incomplete. There goes the flag. Elway was knocked down, and it's a personal foul against Washington and probably against Okowitz of roughing the passer.
Yeah, I think he was blitzing on the play and gave him a shot.
Number 52 defense, 15 yards, automatic first down.
Automatic first down. Neil Okowitz was blitzing, and he nailed Elway after Elway had thrown the ball. Williams, by the way, Doug Williams, the Washington quarterback, hyper extended his left knee to some degree. He could be back, and they say he will be back in the next series. And that's good news for Washington fans.
Okowitz really did a foolish thing, and he doesn't do that very often. The ball was gone. Elway was just standing in the pocket, and he hit him from the side. No question about the fact that it should have been a 15-yard penalty.
And a first down of the Washington 41 for the Broncos, who already lead 10 to nothing. I tell you, if they score on this possession, the way the Redskins are stumbling around, we may have an early conclusion to this one. Under center is Elway on first down. He gives the ball to Winder. He is hit at the line of scrimmage, and that's no gain at all. He ran right into Darryl Grant, second and 10. And that will be the final play of the first quarter. So as the first period comes to a close, the Denver Broncos and a touchdown pass from Elway to Nateel and a 24-yard field goal by Carlos have the lead. The end of the first quarter. 10-0 Broncos. Let's pause for this word.
John Deere and Capital Implement have a vehicle built to bring out the best regardless of the lay of the land. John Deere's AMT 600, a five-wheel workhorse that'll carry a 200-pound driver and a 600-pound load easily and safely over hills, flat land, and marshes. John Deere's AMT 600.
Saginaw tilt wheel. In the first quarter, Denver had 7 foot. Washington was able to rush for only 28 yards. That was... In the passing department, Denver 117 yards, 60 for Washington. No turnovers in the game, and Washington had the ball 9.5 minutes in that first quarter, but they trailed 10 to nothing, and the Broncos have it now at the Washington 41. Members of the ground crew scurrying all over the field every time they get an opportunity, as that turf is really being torn up. Steve Sewell in the lineup with Gene Lang for the Broncos. Second and 10, going from our left to our right now here in the second quarter of the game. Over center is Mike Kleeman. Elway's in the shotgun with Sewell and Lang and Nateel in motion. There's the snap, and back to throw is Elway. A deep drop. Zings it over the middle, incomplete at the feet of the intended receiver down around the 35-yard line. Tried to get it to Nateel, and Darryl Green was right on top of him. It's tough to run away from Darryl Green.
It really is, and he's got good technique. He gets down there good and low, especially much lower than most little guys do, and he has a good position, good leverage, and has, as everybody knows, terrific recovery speed.
He's one of the fastest people in football. It's third and 10 at the Redskin 41. And these Broncos have sputtered a little bit the last few times they've had the ball. Vance Johnson checks in as one of the three wide receivers. He goes to the right side. Nateel and Jackson to the left. There's the snap of the ball. A flag is down. Elway, apparently with a free play, rolls left and throws. And he never did get rid of it. And he is hit and buried back at the 47-yard line. But the guess is that Washington was offside.
It was. They were offside.
Now Denver thinks it's going to be a procedure call against them.
But Studdard, the left tackle, really did a holding job on Dexter Manley right in front of the official, and he never saw it.
He was holding?
Oh, was he holding?
This penalty is going to be against Washington.
Offside. Number 71. Defense.
Third down. Beat the snap count. And it's going to make it third and five at the 36 in Washington.
It's a big break for the Denver Broncos.
I never realized, Hank, until today, how deep a drop Elway takes out of that shotgun.
And that's the great thing about it is because he's back there 5 yards and he drops back another three or four, sometimes five. He's hard to get to.
Steve Watson is one of the four wide receivers for Denver on third down. Elway out of the shotgun. Here's the inside pitch, and it's incomplete. It's a forward pass as they tossed it to Tony Pote, and he tried to run with the ball before he dropped it. That play worked earlier for Denver and should have worked this time, but Pote dropped the ball, and the Broncos will have to punt.
I tell you one thing, Washington is doing a good job. They got a good package on defense, Jack. They're rushing five people most of the time, four linemen and a back linebacker, and they're putting good pressure on Elway and that offensive line.
Now it is Mike Horan in to do the punting. He'll try to get the ball out of bounds. And back to get it is Darrell Green. There's always the opportunity of a fake when you're down in close at the Washington 36. Keith Bishop will snap the ball. It's a good snap. Horan, the left-footed kicker, angles for the sideline. The ball goes into the end zone. It will come out to the 20. And let's see who the quarterback is going to be. That was a 36-yard punt by Horan. And the quarterback is going to be Doug Williams, bouncing back from that injury of a moment ago. We have a timeout with a score 10-0 Broncos. Let us take timeout.
Jack Block with great upsets in football, sponsored by Pepto-Bismol. Your name is promised, and he delivered. Details upcoming.
Hello, fans, and welcome to Great Football Upset. My guest is Coach Steve Turner. Coach, what was your biggest upset?
Had to be the 81 playoffs, Bob. I ate a pepperoni pizza before the game. Did I get heartburn?
How did you get back in the action?
I took Pepto-Bismol. It's got a remarkable coating action. As it coats, it soothes. Thanks to Pepto-Bismol, we scored a big victory.
Coach, any last words for our listeners?
Sure, Pepto-Bismol. For heartburn, upset stomach, and diarrhea, the one that coats is the only one you need.
Thanks, Coach. Tune in again for more football upset.
Coach, did you lose that game?
Yeah, but we beat the point spread.
Use only as directed.
As he had guaranteed, Namath led the upstart New York Jets to a 16-7 victory over the Baltimore Colts in Super Bowl III. Namath directed a steady Jets attack that dominated the NFL champions, who had lost only one game all season. Great upsets in football, sponsored by Pepto-Bismol. The one that coats is the only one you need.
The new Honda CRXSI has a new double wishbone suspension system and a new 16-valve fuel-injected engine that has 105 horses. That's a lot of horses. The new Honda CRXSI.
Folks, you're invited to see Honda's newest addition, the sleek and stylish Accord Coupe, soon at your local Honda showroom. Hank Stram, I have the feeling now that these Denver Broncos are letting Washington off of the hook. Whether the Redskins can cash in on it or not remains to be seen.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about, you know, they've had good field positions. They've had the better of it offensively. They've had some big plays on numerous occasions, and they just have 10 points on the board to show for it. They could regret that as the game progresses.
The ball is at the Redskin 20. They go from our right to our left here early in the second quarter with Timmy Smith in the backfield with Tim Didier. Ricky Sanders is to the right. And it is Gary Clark to the left side on first down. Under center is Doug Williams. He goes back to throw. Short drop, long down the right sideline, wide open, and caught to the 30, 35, 30, 20, 15, Sanders, touchdown, Washington. Talk about letting him off the hook, 80 yards, and a touchdown throw from Williams to Sanders, and it's Sanders' touchdown. He beat Mark Haynes down the right sideline. that's the very play that Denver scored on the first time they had the ball.
Yeah, but they threw it a lot sooner, Jack. It was a one-on-one situation, but he just stepped back in the pocket and threw it a very short way. It's hard to believe that he could be that far behind Haynes on that short a pass.
He only took a 3-step drop, Hank.
Yes, he did.
Well, that changes this one around. We had just talked about the fact that Denver could have been even further ahead than 10-0, and now, if the extra point is good, they'll be ahead by only 3. Ali Haji Sheik will try the extra point. He missed 3 of these extra points during the year. Jay Schrader will hold the ball. And to Ricky Sanders, for all you do, this bunt's for you. A high snap. They get it down. The kick is good. And it's a 10-7. A good job by Schrader of putting that high snap down. 14:07 left in the half. We might have the game, the sort of game that everybody hoped for now. Let's take time out.
I tell you again, Jack, the defensive scheme, the package of the Washington Redskins is very, very good. You don't see him moving around an awful lot talking about Elway, and that's what he does best. But you see, Manley is out way out wide and stuttered. They did not make the play, and as a result, Elway had to throw the ball sooner than he had to, wanted to.
It is 3rd down and 7, and Elway has to hit on this one. He lines up in the shotgun. The center is Freeman. I'm surprised how well he snaps the ball out of the shotgun formation. Back to throw is Elway. Throws over the middle, knocked down and almost intercepted by the linebacker, Coleman. Coleman got his hand on the ball. It was intended for Sewell over the middle. The Broncos were going to tie up the punt now, and they have lost all of the momentum they had at the upset.
And I think, you know, you've seen it so many times, and we've talked about it so many times, Jack. It's amazing when you score early in a game and jump ahead as easily as they did. Sometimes you have the mistaken impression, boy, we got the game won, this is going to be easy, and all of a sudden it turns around and you never get back in the game.
There's a punt coming from Mike Horan to Darryl Green, who's inside his 40-yard line. The snap will be by Keith Bishop. A high snap, it's handled, and kicked, almost blocked. And the ball comes to Green, who takes it on his 37, and he's knocked down immediately. Bell was downfield. Ken Bell downfield to make the tackle. That was a 43-yard punt. The Redskins scored the last time they had the ball. They get it now with 13 minutes left in the half. Redskins trail by 3, 10-7. Let's take time out.
Got over 70,000 miles on my Ford Bronco. Only paid for a couple of repairs after warranty. At first, I thought I'd just take it to any old garage. Until I compared their guarantee to this, a lifetime guarantee. If I pay for a covered repair at any Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer, I never have to pay for it again, parts or labor, for as long as I have my truck. I wonder why none of those other guys were willing to do that. No guts?
For your copy of the lifetime guarantee, see a participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer.
We'll be back here at San Diego's Jack Murphy Stadium. We'll be back in just a moment.
Tired of being a cookie-cutter client? Bring your business home to Austin, to the Jimmy Conley Company, serving Austin's business insurance needs since 1937. Call or come by today for a quote on the business insurance package you need. You'll discover why the Jimmy Conley Company has been known for their personalized insurance service for 50 years. They're now located at 1111 West 6th Street in the Treaty Oak Square. That's a tall building that faces West 5th Street with plenty of shaded undercover parking. That's Austin's home of personal insurance service. The Jimmy Conley Company, 477-3500.
John Deere and Capital Implement have a vehicle built to bring out the best regardless of the lay of the land. John Deere's AMT 600, a five-wheel workhorse that'll carry a 200-pound driver and a 600-pound load easily and safely over hills, flat land, and marshes. John Deere's AMT 600 is on special at Capital Implement for only $31.95 until January 31st. Nothing runs like a Deere, and no one knows John Deere like Capital Implement. North in Cedar Park and south at 445 Bastrop Highway next to Callahan.
We'll see what Doug Williams and the Redskins do after we pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tom Doerr. Between Phil Miller and myself, we bring you more sports more often. When it happens, you'll hear it here first on News Talk 590 KLBJ AM, Austin.
Washington.
Washington from their own 36-yard line. First down. Gary Clark comes left with Ricky Sanders, Didier, and Tim Smith in the backfield. On first down, Doug Williams under center. Back to throw. A short drop and over the middle is caught out to the 45-yard line. And that's good for 9 yards to the tight end, Don Warren. Boy, they made that 9-yard pickup look easy.
Yes, they did. And I think they're doing a good thing. They're spraying the ball around. Kind of a high percentage, kind of a passing game, except for the long one they threw. But that wasn't even a real long pass, Jack. And I think they want to do this to soften up that defense and then do a little bit better job of running than they did earlier in the game.
Doug Williams is 6 out of 12 with one touchdown. It's second and one. Timmy Smith, the tailback in the I formation.
They have to throw the ball here.
Here's a give to Smith. A run for a first down and more. He's down to the 40. Dimes down to the 35. A big run for the Redskins. McKenzie, the guard, led the play. Dennis Smith made the tackle, and they blew it wide open. And that's what a lot of people think that the Redskins can do all day long, is to blow them off the line.
Well, Timmy Smith is a very good runner, has good quickness and speed, and that was a trap that time, and they ran right up the middle.
First down now at the 36 of Denver. Williams under center with Warren in motion. Gives to Timmy Smith. He is hit at the line of scrimmage and dives for 1 yard. He went over the right guard spot behind R.C. Thielman, but Greg Cragen, the nose guard, and the inside linebacker, Ricky Hunley, stopped the play.
The soft spot of that defense in the last play, Jack, was to the left, over the left guard. They had a bubble. They had a linebacker standing off the line of scrimmage, and they had an overload on the right. And he didn't see it, evidently. Didn't change the play and really wasted a play on the last one.
Extra defensive back Robbins in. Second down and 10 and 9 from the 35. Art Monk is a wide receiver to the right. Here's Williams handing it off and running with the ball is Calvin Bryant. Outside left, inside the 30-yard line and diving down to the 27 before Ryan tackled him along with Steve Wilson. That was a good gain, and it's going to be third and a long two for Washington.
That's the play they call counter tray.
He started very slowly with the ball, didn't he?
He did. He hesitated and gave the defense the right guard and the right tackle. Thielman and Mark May a chance to get out in front, follow them nicely, jump to the outside, and make good yardage on the play, carry the ball in the long arm, too, Jack.
Third down and two from the 27.
They got some room on the right side, one-on-one.
Bryant stays in the backfield on third down. Williams back to throw. Throws long down the left side, wide open, and caught for a touchdown! Touchdown to Gary Clark! On a third down play, he caught it on the two, and a 27-yard touchdown pass puts the Redskins on top 13-10. Steve Wilson trying to cover. Boy, this happened in a hurry. Gary Clark made a diving catch on that one. He had dropped a couple of them earlier. That puts the Redskins on top for the first time, 13-10. 10-15 left in the half. Just like Hank Stram has been saying, Doug Williams can look like a bum 1 minute and a world beater the next.
I said yesterday, a day before one of the speaking things we did, Doug Williams could wind up being the most valuable player in the game. That's the kind of a player he can be.
Here's the extra point attempt by Ali Hajicik, and it's good. 14-10 Washington. And hey, Gary Clark, for all you do, this bucks for you. We've got a game now. The Redskins lead 14-10. Let's take time out.
You wouldn't actually throw away your money. But if you throw away old scrap metal, that's exactly what you're doing. At Commercial Metals, you can bring in your old cans, radiators, automobiles, copper, and brass, and receive cash. It's good for the environment, and it's good for your pocketbook. While you're there, check out Commercial Metals' selection of new and used steel. They're open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, and located at 710 Industrial Boulevard, just 2 blocks southwest of Ben White and I-35. Call Commercial Metals, 442-2384. That's 442-2384.
Do you heat with butane propane gas? Call Austin Hydro Gas. Do you heat water with butane propane gas? Call Austin Hydro Gas. Do you cook with butane propane gas? Call Austin Hydro Gas. Hydro Gas is the most efficient and economical way to provide for your heating needs. Austin Hydro Gas has the highest quality propane gas service at the most competitive prices in Central Texas. Call us today. We'll save you money. Austin Hydro Gas, 442-2337. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, folks. This is Tom Doran. Coming up on the next edition of Sports Talk, well, we'll talk about the just-finished Super Bowl. How super of a game was it? Well, these two teams have both been to the Super Bowl recently. We'll get a chance to talk about that. Why isn't it so often a super game? Well, we'll talk about that as well. Plus, basketball and attendance figures. What an attendance at the Lady Longhorn game at Texas A&M. Well, we'll talk about all of that on the next Sports Talk.
Weeknights at 6:30. It's Sports Talk on 590 KOBJ AM.
Redskins are concerned about these Denver Broncos kickoff returns. That's to get a Ken Bell and Ricky Mateel. Pete Cox will kick it off, and the Washington team would like it if he knocked it into the end zone. The Redskins just went 64 yards in six plays to grab the lead here, 14-10. After trailing 10-0. I mentioned it earlier that it looked like Denver was letting them off the hook by failing to score a couple of times on their drives. And at the moment, that turns out to be true. Here's the kick by Cox. Oh, look at that thing. That's a rocket into and down in the end zone by Ken Bell. Bell caught the ball 8 yards deep in the end zone. And the ball will come out to the 20-yard line. And John Elway has got to crank it up now. He has slowed down considerably.
You know, Jack, it's the stats on the first two drives. He made 117 yards on offense the first two possessions, and he's only made 27 yards on the last three possessions. Quite a turn of events.
From the 20-yard line, the Broncos come out, and Elway is 4 out of 12. He's hit a cold streak. He's under center. With Sammy Winder in the backfield with him. He lines Winder up. He rolls right and he tosses inside, handoff to Winder. He comes out across the 30, 35, 40, 45, and out to the 46-yard line. Oh, what a dangerous play that was.
But it worked. It worked because they had a blitz, Jack. They were all coming. And any time that you can go, get them going north and south, and you're taking a chance on a play inside, there's no pursuit. You got a chance for a big play, and it popped wide open.
Went from the 20 out to the 46-yard line. That little inside pitch out of the shotgun formation, boy, and those running backs really have to be careful that they don't take their eye off of that ball. Ken Lanier, the tackle, made a big block on that play. Now it's a first down for Elway, who is under center. Schwartz is tied in motion, hands it off to Winder. Winder cracks out, keeps going across midfield. The ball came loose, but the play was down at the Washington 47 and a gain of 7. Sammy Winder, a 7-yard run.
On the last big play on the trap inside, Jack, both Charlie Mann, 71, and number 51, Monty Coleman, the linebacker, both of them are coming strong on the pass rush, and they ran right inside on the big play for the big game.
Second down and 3 now on the run by Winder to the Washington 47. The Broncos send Mark Jackson to the left, along with Vance Johnson, and they split the tight end out, Orson Mobley. And on second down, Elway is under center and back to throw. He looks right, he throws right, and it's batted down again. Batted down by Big Dave Butts. And it's third and 3.
I'll say one thing, as I mentioned before, they're doing a good job of keeping Elway in the pocket. They're bringing 4 linemen and a linebacker almost all the time, playing man-for-man coverage. And he doesn't have a lot of time to look around, scramble, escape. He's got to stay in the pocket, and that's what they want him to do, stay in the pocket. If they can keep him in the pocket, they feel they'll do a good job. Now they got 6 defensive backs in the game.
And Steve Watson is in, one of 4 wide receivers for the Broncos. Third down and 3, Elway in the shotgun. Takes the snap, back to throw, he rushed. He gets away from the rush, and he's going to run for a first down. To the 45-40, 35-30. Out of bounds he goes. And a big run by Elway. He got away from Dexter Manley in the backfield.
And Manley was right there to make the play. Try to arm tackle him, Jack. You can't do that with him. He's too big. He's too strong. You got to put a hat on him and knock him down. You can't do it with an arm tackle.
even though you're a big, strong guy like Manley, and that's why he was able to escape and make the first down.
We've seen a lot of features to this game already, a lot of good things. We have Sewell and Elway and the teal sparkling for Denver. We have Clark and we have Ricky Sanders and Williams sparkling for the Redskins. The ball is at the Washington 26. That's a first down. That was a third and three when Elway ran for 21 yards. He's under center now. He has Lang and Winder in the backfield. Two wide receivers to the right side. And on first down, Elway hands it off to Winder, and nothing doing. He is hit at the line of scrimmage, no gain at all, and he ran into Dave Butts. And that's where some people think that at times it is almost impossible and a waste of time to run against Washington.
Well, that time they run a trap play, and that's one thing that you have to do if you're going to throw the ball as often as they'd like to throw it. You have to draw, you have to trap. They haven't thrown many screens yet, Jack. I don't think they've thrown any, but you have to draw, and they have to trap in a variety of ways to take advantage of that pass rush.
Ryan Davis and Clarence Vaughn check in defensively in the Washington backfield. Sewell is in there offensively. For Denver, second and 10 at the Washington 26. The four-man rush. Elway steps up and throws. It's caught inside the 20, and then the ball came loose. Incomplete. Incomplete. It was into the hands of Sewell, usually sure-handed. He turned and tried to go to get the first down, but forgot the football.
Yes, and here again, Elway is very obvious. They're going to try to throw the ball to the back to get the back on a linebacker.
Hank, there's an injured Denver player, Dave Studdard. And they have only two reserve offensive linemen, including Keith Cartz, who will play in place of Studdard, at least on the next play.
Yeah, it's a dangerous situation from a substitution standpoint with their offensive linemen. No question about that one.
Third down and 10 confronts the Broncos at the Washington 26-yard line. They had a first down there after the Elway run, and now Dave Studdard, who usually plays opposite Dexter Manley, on that line play, is injured, being tended to, and Elway, Hank, is one out of his last nine.
Yes, he is, and I tell you another thing, Studdard is doing the best job of holding I've seen any lineman. They all do a good job, but he's holding Manley like you never saw anybody hold him before.
You're going to give him a special award?
He ought to get a trophy, and the great thing about it is, amazing thing about it is, he hadn't been called.
Hank, Sewell should have caught that ball down at the 15-yard line. This broadcast presented by authority of the National Football League. Five tries have been made, a first down. Sewell in the backfield. And three wide receivers, the three amigos. He looked, he throws, incomplete. And the receiver fell down. Vance Johnson slipped and fell at the five, and this footing is having a big, big bearing on the outcome of this game.
It really is, and that was the first time that Elway has been able to escape from the containment of the pocket, and even though he did, he had a chance to make a play, but as you mentioned, Johnson slipped coming across the middle, and the ball falls incomplete. Field goal time by Carlos.
Marcus Cook was chasing Elway. Here's Carlos with Kubiak holding, trying a 43-yard field goal. As long as this year has been 52 yards, Keith Bishop will snap the ball.
This guy's a great kicker.
Good snap, and there's the kick. And the ball hangs and fades left, and no good.
What a surprise.
Now a throw. Great job down there near the line of scrimmage. Marcus Cook is into it with some of the Denver Broncos as Carlos misses on a 43-yard attempt, and the Redskins maintain their 14-10 lead with 7:18 left in the half in this game. So a 43-yard miss by Carlos. He didn't hit that one at all, eh?
He didn't. Very unlike him, because he usually makes good contact, at least. He did not on that last one, and it looked like he hit one like when the air starts to go out of a balloon, you know, the way it went over to the left.
Now the Redskins, who have scored handily the last couple of times they've had the ball, are at their own 26 first down.
with Doug Williams. Injured earlier, back in there now. Don Warren is the fullback.
They have to throw the ball again on first down. See if they do, Jack.
Williams is going to throw on first down. Over the middle, and it's caught at the 40-yard line. The play is good out to the 42 by Gary Clark. He anchored out there at the 40, and no one was within 10 yards of him, a 16-yard gain.
Well, they're so concerned about double covering the outside people that the inside area between the hash marks and numbers is very vulnerable. It's wide open, and they got it right in the spot.
Line of scrimmage is the Washington 42.
Williams is 5 for 5 passing on first down situations so far in this contest.
Yes, blocking by Bostic, McKenzie, Thielman, May, and Jacoby. First down, Washington, high formation. Timmy Smith, the tailback. Here's a delay to Timmy Smith, running right, finds a hole to midfield. Break close to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 30. Inbound to the 10, 5, touchdown! A 48-yard, 58-yard touchdown run by Timmy Smith.
And that's what they call counter trade, Jack, with a left tackle and the left guard pulling on the play. Joe Jacoby, the left tackle, pulling on the play. And also the left guard, Raleigh McKenzie, they clean it out. They caught him in a blitz, and he goes all the way for the touchdown.
A big block by Joe Jacoby and Raleigh McKenzie. They pulled from the left. They led to the right. Timmy Smith walked the sideline, chased by Tony Lilly, Steve Wilson, Jim Ryan. They couldn't catch him. And it's 20-10 Redskins, and they trail 10-0. Here's the extra point try by Alihazi Sheikh. Redskins are making it look easy. There's the kick. It is good. It's 21-10 with 6:27 left in the half. And touchdown was by Timmy Smith. And for all you do, Timmy, this bud's for you. Well, Redskins, I tell you, they looked like they were sound asleep. They must have thought game time was 3:30 instead of 3 o'clock.
Well, they were shocked a little bit, I think, Jack. That happens to you. But, you know, we talked during the course of the weekend. Boy, what a big hole it was. Jacoby coming through there from the left tackle position. Didn't even have to block anybody. There was so much room. And Timmy Smith goes right down the sideline. But when you play in this kind of a game, Jack, if you don't have it all, you're not going to win it all. And we talked about it earlier. This is far from being over. But the Washington Redskins, if they can't throw the ball, they can run it. If they can't run it, they can throw it. The same is not true with the Denver Broncos. And that's a big difference.
Two plays, 74 yards. McKenzie throwing a key block have grabbed a 21-10 lead. Stuttered has an injured left knee, and he is out for the game. So the Denver Broncos have lost their offensive starting left tackle, Dave Stuttered. And now Cox will probably kick the ball into the end zone again. At the end of the first quarter, the Broncos led 10-0. A touchdown pass to Ricky Natale and a field goal by Carlos. Now the Redskins have scored 21 points here in the second quarter. Here's a line drive kick, and Bell takes it on the 3. He's to the 10, 15, 20-yard line, and smacks it to 21. Well, the Redskins are alive now. And the tackle downfield by Clarence Vaughn, who played a great game against Minnesota. There's another struggle between the players after the whistle. Clarence Vaughn was terrific against Minnesota, Hank, and he's a good special teams player for Washington.
Yes, he is.
Offense in this quarter, Denver 57 yards. Listen to this. In this quarter, Washington has 218 yards of offense. The Broncos will start from the 21-yard line. Off to the right comes Vance Johnson. Danny Winder and Gene Lang in the backfield. There's the toss to the running back Lang. He is tackled at the 24-yard line.
He got 3 yards, and he ran into Charles Mann. They're good up front, the Redskins are. Charles Mann, Dave Butts, Darrell Grant, Dexter Manley, and they're putting a pit man on that line of scrimmage, right?
Well, they're putting a linebacker on the line of scrimmage, which he normally plays, but they're moving Coleman, the linebacker's around enough, and they're blitzing him most of the time, so they're getting a five-man rush, and they're playing man-for-man coverage most of the time.
Elway on 2nd and 8 goes into the shotgun formation. Takes the snap and is back to throw. Steps up and throws long down the right sideline for Johnson. And out of bounds. Overthrown. Incomplete. Nowhere near close to Vance Johnson. Barry Wilburn covering, and it's 3rd down.
The thing that you have to be careful with now, with the way the game has changed, Jack, Elway and the Denver Broncos have to be careful. They feel now they have to throw. They got to be careful they don't throw one to the other people and have an interception and get an easy touchdown and really blow this thing wide open.
Elway can't hit anybody now. He's 5 out of 17. He's thrown for 1 touchdown. He's got a bad streak going.
Well, I think, Eric, he's having to throw most of everything in the pocket, Jack, and that's putting a lot of pressure on it.
3rd down and 8 from the 24-yard line of Denver. 6 defensive backs for the Redskins. The blitz is on. Elway back to throw. Zings it to the sideline and a diving catch. And it's good, and a 1st down out to the 32-yard line. I don't know if it is the 1st down. The official said 1st down. It may or may not be. A diving catch by Sewell out near the 32.
I didn't think when he made the catch that he made the 1st down, Jack.
I didn't either.
And I don't think he did.
I guess we just misinterpreted the signal. He said it was complete for Denver, but now Denver will have to punt because it wasn't enough. It's a yard short of a 1st down.
Yeah, I didn't think there was any way in the world that was going to be a 1st down.
Now the Broncos, unless it's a fake, are going to have to give the ball back. Mike Moran, the left-footed kicker, will punt the ball. This is his 4th kick. Darrell Green is inside his 30. 4:45 left in the half. There's the snap, and there's the kick. Moran hangs it high, pretty well covered, and it bounces out of bounds near the Washington 40-yard line. So the Redskins are in great starting position again, and they have been explosive. In fact, they have tied a record by scoring 21 points here in this quarter, a record held previously by Chicago and San Francisco. They put the ball at the Washington 40. That was a 29-yard kick. And unless the Redskins turn the ball over or something of the sort, it'll look right now like they could crush these Broncos. They lead them 21-10.
If they throw again on 1st and 10.
Here is Williams dropping, looking to throw, throws, and it is incomplete and almost intercepted by Haynes. Ricky Sanders broke off the pattern. Williams thought he was going further downfield, and Mark Haynes almost walked into that ball. Incomplete, stopping the clock. 4.5 left in the half. Washington leading 21-10. Among the places tuned in on Armed Forces Radio, Thule Air Force Base in Greenland, Northwest Cape in Australia, Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean. We're happy to bring you the game on CBS Radio. 2nd and 10, Monk in motion for Washington from their 40. Back to throw Williams. They can't get to him. Over the middle, caught by Sanders. 1st down at midfield. Ricky Sanders made a tough catch and a ball thrown behind him for a 1st down.
Yes, he had to stop and reach back for the ball. He actually kind of leaped for it and made the catch. But again, Doug Williams is doing a good job of reading the defense, Jack, because they're doubling the outside people and the inside area, as I mentioned earlier, between the hash marks and the numbers is vulnerable.
11-yard pickup to the Denver 49. 1st down, Washington. Didier in the backfield with Timmy Smith. We haven't seen George Rogers today. There is a fake draw play. And a
right down the middle.
Williams. Long down the middle for Sanders. Touchdown, Washington. Touchdown, Washington. The Sanders over Tony Lilly. 49 yards. Redskins are 27 points here in the 2nd quarter, and they lead 27-10. 2nd touchdown
pass of the day for Ricky Sanders.
And they ran a counterplay, held the linebackers, and Sanders just went right down the field to from the left side all the way over to the area between the numbers and the hash mark and the sideline, and goes all the way for the touchdown, and Williams put it up there as pretty as you could do it.
27-10 the score. Aliazi Sheik trying the extra point. 3:42 left here in the second quarter. Extra point is good. 28-10. Washington has scored 28 points here in the second quarter. And Ricky Sanders for the second time today. For all you do, this part's for you. I think we might have a shambles on our hands before this one is over.
You know, you can never say it's over when you got a guy like Elway, but right now, this thing is as close to being over as one could be.
Let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, Tom Doerr here, inviting you to tune in to Sports Talk Monday through Friday at 6:30. You get a chance to talk to the personalities of the sports world here on News Talk 590 KLBJ AM Austin.
Denver Broncos have lost the two times they've been in the Super Bowl. Lost last year to the Giants, came out of here flying today and jumped off to a 10-0 lead in the first quarter. The Redskins were sleepwalking. Williams was injured, left the field, came back on, and he has taken charge. That was a four play, 60-yard drive. And unless Elway gets hot, and he's thoroughly capable of bringing the Broncos back, why, the Redskins are going to demolish them. Nikhil is deep along with Bell, and here's the kick by Steve Cox from our right to our left.
I can't remember seeing anybody do as good a job of containing Elway and keeping him in the pocket, keeping him off balance, and what the Redskins have done so far in this game. Look at that kick.
There's another end zone kick. 8 yards deep into the end zone to Ken Bell. It'll come out to the 20-yard line, and lately, the Redskins can't do anything wrong. Redskins, champions of the NFC East and of the NFC, leading 28-10. And, brother, they're feeling their oats now, aren't they? They're bouncing around out there like kids.
Yeah, they are very excited, and justifiably so. The personality, the two benches have changed dramatically since early in the game.
Stuttered is through for the day. He's being taken to the dressing room. Here's a draw play for the Broncos, breaking out to the 30-yard line for a first down. A draw play to Sammy Winder is good for more than 10. Tackled by Todd Bowles. But now Washington can afford to not gamble and play a rather loose defense.
Washington would like for them to try to run. They encourage them to run as much as they possibly can, because that means that they don't have to worry about Elway, and they have to beat him with the run. They can't do that, I don't think, and as a result, it's falling right into the hands of what the Washington Redskins would like for them to do.
First down at the 33-yard line of the Bronco. Elway, another draw play, two in a row. Winder waits for the block and comes out to the 40-yard line. He waited for Lang to throw the block, and Winder came out to the 40. He got 6 yards and tackled by Alvin Walden and the linebacker Mel Kaufman.
I can't understand. You got to continue to run draw plays and trap Jack and screens. They haven't run any screens yet. I'm surprised with that. They like to throw middle screens and outside screens with the linebackers coming like they are, playing man-for-man defense. That ought to be an effective play. They haven't done it.
Second down and four for Elway. Back to throw. Long down the right sidelines, and then field, and it is intercepted by Washington. Wilburn gets it at the 21, and it'll come back the other way. They try to get it all in one big strike, and it's had a little bit underthrown, and with it all, Nikhil never did have position on Wilbur.
No, never did, and that's what happens. So you get impatient, you get impetuous, you think you got to get back in the game. You keep trying to make big plays, and in the process, you fail and falter. The other team gets the ball, and you really get back in the soup, and you never recover.
Wilburn intercepted 9 during the regular season, number 1 in the NFL, and he fought in the field for that ball, and he got the better of it. And now, Elway is 6 out of 18. 6 out of 18, folks. 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Williams is hot. He's 10 out of 17, and will start from his own 21-yard line.
with 2:14 left in the half. And the score is Washington 28, the Broncos 10, and the Redskins have scored 28 points here in the second quarter.
And Wilburn, Jack, the reason he was able to make that play, he had good position on the receiver, Natia, plus the fact that he is 6'3".
And we're going to have another replay. They're going to look at it. Art McNally, the supervisor of officials, is taking another look at that play to see if Wilburn did indeed intercept the ball and come down in bounds with both feet. And as we watch a replay of it, well, maybe, maybe not, eh?
Well, it's close.
It was really close.
The right foot looked like it was definitely in. The left foot was on its way down, and you couldn't tell whether he got a piece of the sideline or not. It's going to be very close.
So they're going to have to take another look at the outset. It looked like...
review by the replay official. The play stands as called.
Play stands. It was very close, so Wilburn intercepts. Wilburn had 9 during the regular season and 1 against the Bears. Now he comes up with 1 here in the Super Bowl game. They burned him earlier, but he got even, eh?
He surely did. And again, that big, that good size of being 6'3 and having good position was very beneficial.
Now the Redskins at their own 21-yard line. Have Jimmy Smith at the tailback. I formation running to the right side and struggles to get a 1-yard gain. But the Redskins are pretty happy with the way things are now. And that play will take us to the 2-minute a 1-yard gain. The ball is at the Redskins 22 now. 2 minutes left in the half. With a score, 28-10 Washington. Let's take time out. Graham, the only thing that can hurt the Washington Redskins in the Super Bowl game now is turnovers.
Yeah, the only thing that's going to, as you mentioned, the thing that's going to hurt them is if they stop themselves and create a problem for themselves with some bad plays. They lose their concentration. They don't stay on the attack. I think that's the important thing. They have to come out in the second half, and they have to stay on the attack, continue to try to make big plays. And the way they've been able to throw the ball, they're going to run much more efficiently. They've already had a big run by Timmy Smith. And, of course, the fact that they've had balance, I think, is the key.
Hank, who's the better quarterback today to this point?
I didn't have any question about it. Doug Williams.
Doug Williams getting the better of John Elway. People didn't expect that. And the offensive line of the Redskins, Bostic at center, McKenzie and Thielman at the guard, Jacoby and May at the tackles, are doing what people thought they might be able to do against the Broncos.
Yes, and I think the other side of the ball, I think Richie Pettibone, Emmett Thomas, and the defensive coaches of the Washington Redskins have done a superlative job of putting pressure on Elway and making him throw before he's ready. And they're doing it with four linemen and a linebacker who is blitzing most of the time and giving him a five-man rush.
From their own 22, second down and 9, Washington. Williams is under center and Sanders in motion. High formation. The give is to Timmy Smith. Picks a hole up the middle. Breaks loose. To the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 40-yard line of Denver and out of bounds at the Denver 34-yard line. Tony Lilly pumped him out. Timmy Smith, he ran for a touchdown earlier of 56 yards, and he darn near did it again. 43 yards that time.
There's the counter trade. The counter play again. 69, Thielman, Mark May, 73. Pulling through the hole, getting running room for Timmy Smith. He takes a step and then goes back to his left side. Thielman got a good block right at the line of scrimmage in the hole. Timmy Smith changes the ball, which very few backs do. He runs with it away from pressure, so he has some protection. Goes down the sideline and is finally knocked out of bounds from the backside. Great run by Timmy Smith.
First down at the Bronco 35. Williams is under center. Smith is still the running back. Here is Williams with a first down pass. He is hit. He throws. It's incomplete. It bounced off the hands of Don Warren. As he was hit, Williams drilled it at Warren. Incomplete. That's the fifth drop. The fifth drop by a Washington receiver today. Stops the clock with 1:45 remaining in the half. And Washington, 28 points here in the second quarter and leading 28-10.
And they got a good chance to get 7 or 3 more before the termination of this second quarter.
The Redskins have 3 timeouts left. The Broncos have 2. It is second down and 10, Washington. 3 wide receivers. Clark to the left. Monk is to the right with Sanders, and now comes in motion back to the left side. Reverses it, goes to the right side. Williams to throw. He throws. It's caught at the 30-yard line by Sanders. To the 20, to the 15, and he's out of bounds. That's the first down for Washington. Williams got away from the rush, and he hit Sanders. He avoided a tackle, and Haynes bumped him out of bounds at the 14 of Denver, and looked, I hate to say this, Hank, but it really looks like Denver's through, and Tony Lilly is limping as he comes back.
And looking at Doug Williams, he's gifted around a little bit too, Jack. He's hurting a little bit. He's been hurting, but he got rid of that ball in beautiful shape, and I think the last shot was a great illustration of the kind of an arm he has. He threw that one falling away, and he threw it right on the button.
To the Denver 15 on a first down, and Art Monk threw a good block for the receiver Sanders. First down, Washington. Back to throw is Williams. He throws, caught at the 10-yard line by Sanders. He is hit and knocked down near the 7-yard line. And that's a gain of about 8, tackled by Dennis Smith. Sanders is turning out to be the star of this game.
He really is, but I think if you had to pick a most valuable player at halftime, it would have to be number 17, Doug Williams.
The Redskins employ their first timeout, stopping the clock with 1:23 remaining in the half. The line of scrimmage is the Denver 7. It's second down and 3. And the Redskins are intent upon terminating the Broncos on this drive. They're already ahead 28-10. And Williams, after a slow start, very much in concert with the rest of his football team, has come to life. He was injured. He left the field. He came back on. Oh, man, they're going crazy. These Redskins are going wild out there.
Well, it looks like a bad drill. Looks like they're just working in practice. And I'll tell you something else, Jack, this is not any kind of an indictment of anybody, but watching the two teams practice the other day, there was no question the Washington Redskins practiced much, much better than the Denver Broncos. In fact, Coach Reeves was so disturbed about the way they practiced that he made them work much longer than they normally work on Saturday because they did not work that well during the course of the week.
Tony Lilly is replaced by Randy Robbins as the free safety for the Broncos. It's second down and 3 at the 7-yard line for Washington. And they have Calvin Bryant in the backfield along with Clint Didier. Warren, the tight end, is on the right side. Williams under center. Sanders in motion. And Williams takes the ball, hands it off to Bryant, and Bryant is hit and tackled near the line of scrimmage.
Bryant did a very poor job of running the football that time. They ran the counter Clay again. It was designed to go inside. He tried to go outside, and the blocker blocked the defensive linebacker right into the play where he was cutting. Should have been running inside.
And there was no gain. And now Denver calls a timeout. They have an injured player, Dennis Smith, the safety man who made the tackle. And because we're in the last 2 minutes of the half, it's a charge timeout, so Denver has one left, and let us take timeout.
Hi, this is Pat Summerall for True Value Hardware, your store of first choice. Without True Value Alkaline Long Life batteries, a lot of good times might just fade away. There'd be no music at the beach or flashlights at the campsite. Electronic toys would just sit there, and flash bulbs wouldn't flash. That's why True Value Hardware stores develop their own alkaline batteries for dependable power at a very reasonable price. Stock up on C and D cells, 9 volt and double and triple A sizes at participating True Value Hardware stores.
Upsets make football exciting, but when your stomach hits you with a big upset, you want relief. The kind of soothing relief you get from Pepto-Bismol. As Pepto-Bismol coats, it soothes, easing the discomfort of upset stomach, heartburn, and diarrhea. Pepto-Bismol, with its remarkable coating action, has been a trusted family friend for over 80 years. So when you get hit by your next big upset, reach for Pepto-Bismol. It's the one that coats, and the one that coats is the only one you need. Use only as directed.
From the 8-yard line, Doug Williams moves his ball club back to throw, looks and throws into the end zone. Touchdown, Didier. Another touchdown for Washington on the pass to Clint Didier. He dropped loose from his man. And there are more points. Tyrone Braxton had just come into the game. He was trying to cover Didier, nothing doing. And look at this, 34-10.
That's the fourth touchdown pass by Doug Williams today. Washington has had one rushing touchdown. And with 1:04 remaining in the half, it's 34-10. That was an 8-yard pass to Didier.
And they make it look so easy, but that motion and the movement, Jack, you know, you don't realize what kind of pressure you put on the defensive backs. And they got Braxton, as you mentioned, trying to cover one-on-one. Couldn't do it.
Here's the extra point good by Alejandro Sheik. He's 5-for-5 in that department, and the score is 35-10 with 1:04 left in the half. And Washington only needed 6 plays to go 79 yards in 1:10. And Washington is just murdering the Broncos here today.
And making it look so easy. But again, I think, Jack, any time that you play in this game, and if you have any shortcomings, I guarantee you they're going to be exposed, and they're being exposed here today.
Where is the Washington punter, Steve Cox? We haven't seen him lately. Washington has scored the last 5 times they've had the football.
We've seen him a lot on kickoffs, however, and he's been pumping the ball deep into the end zone the last 3 or 4 times.
And to Clint Didier, for all you do, this punt's for you. That, of course, is a Super Bowl record. 35 points in the second quarter for the Redskins. They have 1:04 left in the half. And again, up three camps have won 5 out of the last 6 Super Bowl games, with only the Raiders interrupting their string. And here's the kickoff by Cox. It's a line drive sort of kick. It is touched and picked up by Bell on the 11. He's to the 15, to the 20-yard line, spins out near the 24-yard line of the Broncos. And Denver has 1 timeout and 58 seconds to do something about a 35-10 deficit. And Alvin Walden was the tackler in that play. Brent Musburger has been observing it all. He'll come along at halftime with some commentary, statistics, and guests. So don't go away. Brent Musburger at halftime on our broadcast. Denver starts from their own 24-yard line.
And Jack, so far, Washington's got 421 yards of total offense, 358 in the second quarter, Denver 227.
Here is Elway out of the shotgun. Taking the snap, drops it off short. It's tipped and caught by Lang. He's out near the 30-yard line, and a substantial pickup of about 8 yards on that ball and the tip pass.
That was the middle screen. That's the first screen they've thrown, Jack. We talked about that a little while ago. First time they throw a screen pass, and I'm surprised that they haven't thrown more of those.
Then Dexter Manley made the tackle. Here's the inside pitch again to Sewell. He gets a first down and more out to the 41-yard line of Denver. The clock continues to run. Tackled by Monty Coleman. We're down to 24 seconds left in the half, and the clock running. Now the officials stop the clock with 23 seconds left in the half.
Elway called timeout, I think, Jack.
He did, and that's the last timeout the Denver Broncos have. They are trailing 35-10. The Broncos led 10-0 at the end of the first quarter. And it looked like they were going to just erase Washington with their speed and agility and trick plays and wonderful execution. But then these Redskins came back. What do you think it was, Hank, that turned the momentum around like that? One of the things that pops into my mind was the gamble made by Steve Wilson along the sideline when he failed to knock down a pass and Washington completed it on a third down play.
Yes, that was a big play. But I think basically, Jack, the first 4 times the Washington Redskins had the ball, they had the ball on the 18, 16, 16, 16. Field position was really, I think, the big difference in the fact that they weren't able to do anything. And I think you got to be careful that you don't do something dramatic to give the other team an easy touchdown. They didn't do that, but I think that was the reason they didn't generate any kind of an offensive personality early in the game.
With 23 seconds left in the half, the ball is snapped to Elway. He steps up and throws on the run. It's caught, and the play goes out of bounds. A first down at the Washington 36. And even though he's trailing and looking bad, that was good for a 22-yard completion. And Elway demonstrated again how he can win that football.
Oh, listen, we'll see a lot of him in the second half. This game's far from being over as far as Elway is concerned.
Mark Jackson caught the ball, and then a flag came down.
12 men on the field. Defense. Penalty will be declined.
Penalty will decline. 12 men on the field. And now the ball rests at the Washington 36-yard line. So the Broncos would like to get more than the 10 points they have before the intermission. They have no timeouts left and only 15 seconds left in the half. Elway lines up in the shotgun formation. The Redskins are really deep on defense, and they're going to have a three-man rush. Back to throw, rolling left is Elway. Looks, and throws, and it is intercepted by Washington at the 21-yard line by Brian Davis, the extra back. And that's the second turnover by the Broncos with 7 seconds left in the half.
I tell you, Dexter Manley is playing a great football game. He's been blocked. He's been knocked around, but he's making things happen. Dexter Manley, you talk about a great effort. He is providing a great effort here this afternoon.
I think there's one other turning point as we look back at the first half. You remember that scramble for the fumble by Ricky Sanders on a kickoff return?
Yes, you're right. And they had to play it back to make sure it was called properly, but in the final analysis, the Redskins were able to maintain the possession of the ball on about the 20-yard line and made all the difference in the world.
Because the Broncos might have gone in to make it 17-0. Instead, it stayed 10-0. And now Washington, and they're just about to run out this clock and enjoy a 35-10 halftime lead. Washington got rolling with 35 points in the second half. That's the end of the half. The score. Redskins 35, the Broncos 10. Let's pause for this word.
One fuchsia bubble pen?
Oh, yeah, put it behind the front seat.
Granted, the new Honda Accord LXI hatchback is faster. Freeze-dried beef Barcelona.
Yeah.
Has power windows.
One portable microwave.
And comes with a full Logic stereo and cassette.
Whale, love song.
It's the live album, but there's also plenty of room for cargo.
Honey, where do you want the snowshoes?
Think of it as the Accord LXI backpack from Honda.
Senior VP MIS, big RFP, no imaging. So, I'm showing him four windows in the Wang workstation. IBM, DS. He says, I knew you could do that. I saw your commercials. Fifth window is a WIS file. He says, what's that? I said, that's an image of the RFP you sent last week. We put it on a WIS, scanned it, put it on an optical disc. No big deal. What do you mean, no big deal? Wait, you told me to leave WIS, Wang's integrated image system, out of the RFP. He laughs, grabs a piece of paper, hands it to Ellen, asks her to scan it. Up it comes on the screen. His own handwriting. I've changed my mind.
That's great.
Call 1-800-522-WANG. Give us a day to make it work for you.
This is Kathleen Sullivan.
And I'm Harry Smith.
Inviting you to join us for CBS This Morning.
Information and engaging conversation with a different style.
Charles Osgood and Faith Daniels bring you the latest news.
Mark McEwen with the weather. And Jim Lampley with daily sports.
Plus reports on consumer issues, business, health, medicine, entertainment, and much more.
Watch CBS This Morning with Kathleen Sullivan.
And Harry Smith. Tomorrow on the CBS Television Network.
Here's why young parents feel better with life insurance from State Farm. You know the feeling. You know what formula, diapers, talcum, and 2 o'clock feedings are all about. You need life insurance, but you have a budget. You hate life insurance sales talks. Well, instead of a lot of talking, your State Farm agent does a lot of listening. So you get a life insurance plan that feels just right for your family and your family budget, too.
And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, they're wheeling out 88 pianos for the halftime show. Washington may end up with 88 points before this game is over. Denver will receive the second half kickoff. They'll need the ball every time they can get it. They trail by the score of 35-10 here at the half. We had a startling beginning to the game. Washington punted the first time they had it. Natillo caught a 56-yard touchdown pass on the first play from scrimmage by John Elway, and then a 24-yard field goal gave Denver a 10-0 lead at the end of the first quarter, but then four touchdown passes by Doug Williams and a long run by Tim Smith, and it's 35-10 Washington at the half.
Brent Musburger. Jack Buck, thank you very much. And joining us now is the outstanding head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Don Shula. Don, what everybody wants to know, what turned this game around so dramatically?
Well, any time that you don't take advantage of your scoring opportunities when you have them, it always comes back to haunt you. And that's what happened at Denver. They started out with a touchdown pass on the first play of the ball game. And then they settled for a field goal when they had the ball back down here. Washington got lucky on the call on the fumble coming back on the kickoff. If that would have been disastrous, that would have been ruled a fumble. But they got out of that, and then at the beginning of the second quarter, they just got hot. Williams has been fantastic. Elway's been cold. I don't know what the stats are for the half for Elway, but he had some real problems there in the second quarter.
Don, did it come too easily, that early touchdown? Does that affect football teams sometimes? A little bit of a letdown after a quick strike?
Well, that's hard to say. They were pumped up. They went for it on the first play. They got it. The next time that they got the ball, they went for it again on the first play. Another bomb. They didn't get it on that. They moved the ball down, had it third and six on the six-yard line, tried the shovel pass. The shovel pass is a great call when it works. If it doesn't work, you wonder why he didn't throw it into the end zone.
How'd you see the return on the fumble and the instant replay decision? Was that a fumble? Should the ball have gone over to Denver? Dan Reeves was very upset about it.
I know he was upset. It was hard for me to see whether or not it was a fumble, but that was certainly any better.
Pass rush for the Redskins on 3rd and 12. From their own 35. There's a snap and a whistle halted play before the snap of the ball.
Left tackle. A left tackle.
The call was both of them moved. Keith Karch is filling in for Studdard, but they threw the flag against Keith Bishop, and that'll make it 3rd and 17. Stopping the clock, a minute and a half having gone by here in the third quarter. Remind you of the score again. The Redskins lead 35-10. That's the first penalty against the Denver Broncos here this afternoon. But they've been penalized on the scoreboard by the Redskins, who have 35 big points. 3rd and 17 for Elway. Takes the snap. Back to throw. The blitz is on. He steps up and he throws, and it is intercepted. Intercepted by Wilburn. His second of the day. He's at his own 40 to the 45. He's out to midfield, and Washington has the ball. Looking to field, made the tackle, and that's the third turnover by the Broncos, all on interception. Two today for Barry Wilburn, who had 9 during the year.
And that's the problem you have when you're a passing team and you have to play catch-up football. You get impatient. You want to throw the ball downfield farther than you should. And as a result, there's always a chance for those interceptions.
15-yard tally. Ball was going to the intercepting team. First and 10.
There's a late hit against Brian Davis of the Redskins. Instead of having the ball in midfield, they will start from their own 35. And let's see if they score again. And scoring with no problem for them at all in the second quarter. They scored on 5 consecutive possessions, and then they ran off the clock at the end of the half. The quarterback is Doug Williams. He got off to a slow start, but he's been dynamite. Warren, the tight end, sets up on the right side. Jimmy Smith is the tailback behind Clint Didier. Sanders comes in motion. Here's a give to Smith running right, and he is taken down right at the 35-yard line on a strong tackle by the linebacker, Simon Fletcher.
And that's one of the few times they've been able to stop that counter trade play that they call. Counter trade, meaning that they're going to pull the left guard and also the left tackle, block down with everybody else, try to kick out, get a guard through. They've been very efficient with that play. That time they were stopped.
No gain, 2nd and 10. But Washington can't afford to play it just as conservatively as they desire, leading as they do. Now it's Kelvin Bryant in the backfield on 2nd down, and a give to Bryant on a delay. He breaks the tackle, gets 5, gets 10. First down out to the 50-yard line. Greg Cragen finally tackled him, but a missed tackle allowed a 15-yard run and a first down for Washington in this game.
And you wonder why they're running that counterplay as much as they have run it. As quick as the Denver Broncos defense is, they want to get them going one way and then go back the other, and that's exactly what they're doing and doing it very efficiently.
with the counter trade play.
We have not seen George Rogers all day in the Washington Redskins offense, and we'll ask Hank Stram about that after this play from the 50-yard line. Denver shows the blitz. Williams, a short drop, throws over the middle. It's caught. First down inside the 40-yard line, and they're doing a lot of damage over the middle as Gary Clark was tackled by Tony Lilly after catching that pass. What about George Rogers, Hank?
It's just a simple situation, Jack. I think that they feel, the coaches, when I say they feel that Blanche and Smith are much more productive. They do a variety of things, whereas Rogers is strictly a one-dimension guy who basically runs straight ahead well, and these other two guys are capable of making a big play, and they illustrated that ability this afternoon.
First down at the Denver 38 for Williams. He hands off on a draw play to Timmy Smith. He breaks one tackle, but then he is buried. And a loss on the play of perhaps a yard as we pause. 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the CBS radio network. There was no gain on that play. The ball is still at the Denver 38, and it's second down and 10 for Doug Williams, leading 35-10 over the Broncos. Williams is under center. Tight end Warren in motion. Williams a short drop and a pass play, and he threw it into the ground in front of Gary Clark. Incomplete. Every once in a while, Williams can throw those clickers. He starts off very slowly. He just coughed up a bad toss that time, but overall, he's been great here, eh?
Yeah, he certainly has been, and he's typical of what can happen, as we talked about in the past. A lot of people don't realize that John McKay's team in Tampa won 3 championships, and Doug Williams was a quarterback, and they were 1 game away from being in the Super Bowl as an expansion team. So, you know, he's not gonna get a swallow of peanut butter in this kind of a game. He's been there before.
It is third down and 10 from the Denver 38, and Williams with another pass play. They can't get to him. He throws over the middle and incomplete, and a flag goes down. Who did what? The pass was thrown.
On that situation, usually there's defensive holding.
You're right.
Yeah. And let's see what they call.
And if it is, it'll be an automatic first down. Into the game a moment ago was Freddie Gilbert for Denver, their linebacker, or their defensive end.
Illegal hands to the face. Number 28, defense, 5 yards, automatic first down.
Penalty call against Jeremiah Castile. Automatic first down. They plant the ball at the Denver 32. First down. Castile is the man who knocked the ball away from the Cleveland ball carrier. That prevented Cleveland from tying the game against the Broncos in the AFC title game. First down, Washington, as a result of the penalty. Williams to Smith. Timmy goes outside, makes his cut, slips and falls. And he was covered by Dennis Smith, the safety man. And we've had quite a few players slip and fall trying to make a cut on this grass playing field. Both of these teams today send their best to the Pro Bowl next Sunday in Honolulu. You can't make the trip to Aloha Stadium. You can hear the game with us on many of these same stations. The Pro Bowl game next Sunday, 7:45 Eastern Time from CBS Radio Sports.
And we'll get a chance to see our good friend Don Ho again.
Danny Bubble is second down and 9 for the Redskins. Sanders in motion. Williams under center, straight back to throw. Deep drop, quick pass, caught inside the 30, and the tackle made immediately by Dennis Smith, the safety man, on Ricky Sanders. Sanders a little slow getting up. He's got 2 touchdown passes here today, and that play makes it 3rd down and 7.
And he's like Mr. Lightning out there. He can really fly, can't he?
Not very big, 5'11", 180, and he is out of Southwest Texas State. The ball is at the Denver 29. 3rd down and 7 for Doug Williams. He always gets under center. He doesn't take the snap from the shotgun formation. He starts Clark in motion, and he is back to throw. He looks and lofts it long down the middle, and it is incomplete and almost picked off. Almost intercepted as it was intended for Sanders, and Castillo was in the area. That's one point I wanted to make here. When they introduced these teams at the start of the game, the Redskins were on the field, and they introduced Doug Williams. His Washington team really wants him to play. They want him as their quarterback.
Oh, they like him very much. They respect him very much. And, you know,
works so well. Throat get fixed with Vicks.
Sticky throat? Get a soothing Vicks throat drop. It's real relief and really delicious. Melts into a refreshing syrup that coats and soothes dry, irritated throats. Vicks throat drops, medicated, so use only as directed.
You trace your cough to a smoking pipe. Well, here's relief that's just your type. Throat get fixed with Vicks.
Throat drops from Vicks, of course.
The Rockettes with 88 pianists on the field with 88 grand pianos, plus Chubby Checker here at halftime. It was some show. Today's Super Bowl broadcast is sponsored by Budweiser, by Buick and your Buick dealer, by Vicks Blood Drops and Vicks Vitamin C Drops, and by Dave's Inns of America. 8:57 left in the third quarter. Max Graham, Brent Musburger, Jack Buck with you. Front four for Washington, a man, Butts, Grant, Manley. Out over the ball is the center, Mike Freeman, from their own 29-yard line. Elway back to throw. Swings it out on the flat and is tipped by Grant and incomplete. And Grant almost had himself a touchdown. Pass was intended for Steve Sewell. It was thrown incomplete. And John Elway's figures are really disintegrating. He is not having the sort of day anticipated by most. And Elway for the game is 10 out of 29. And he has had three intercepted. Out of 29 for Elway. I think the three amigos have gone south. In the shotgun formation is Elway. Back to throw. Steps up and he is hit. Knocked down back at the 21-yard line by Manley. Well, Vicks will let you know about that one. The Denver Broncos have lost their starting offensive left tackle. Dave Stuttered on this game. Dexter Manley is raising heck with Keith Hartz, his replacement.
Well, the great thing about Manley, see, he'll line up for the outside shoulder, he'll rush outside, and as a result, the offensive tackle will then try to be anticipating outside. Then he goes inside, and that's when they lose him, and that's when he creates so much of a problem.
They sack Elway for the second time. Dean Hamill and Marcus Pope come in on the defensive line for Washington, 3rd and 17. There goes the flag down, as always, to throw. He throws, and high and away, and it is incomplete. He tried to get it out to Mark Jackson. Todd Bowles came flying up, almost intercepted. Now we'll check the flag. Looked like Charles Mann was offside. That'll make it 3rd and 12, if that's true.
Offside on the 71 defense.
The call against Charles Mann, making it 3rd and 12. For the Broncos, going from our left to our right here in the third quarter at Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego, the ball at the Denver 27. Denver on third down has made a first down only twice in 9 tries today. Out of the shotgun, Elway. Steps up, throws, left sideline, incomplete, right through the hands of the intended receiver, Ricky Mateo, out around the 40. That ball whistled right through his hands.
Yes, it did.
Lost it in the sun.
Didn't have enough black stuff under his eyes.
Now that's 10 out of 30 for Elway, ain't that bad?
It really is, but
it dropped 3 or 4, but he isn't there. Is doing the punting for the 5th time today. And Darrell Green is back inside his 35. We've had a scoreless third quarter. And there's the snap. High handled by Horan. He gets off a rather good kick. Bear catch call for, and Darrell Green takes the ball at his own 30-yard line. So the punt went to the Washington 30. Redskins lead by 25. Let's take time out.
This does for all that you do. There's something special about you. Every day now, every way now. You keep on calling me. I just got to say it.
Washington has the ball at their own 30. They lead 35-10. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's time to get a new year off to a great start. At Hendrick's GMC Trucks, we can't think of a better place to start than with our huge supply of GMC S-Jimmies. Really, folks, we've got far too many Jimmies in our lot. So stop by and we'll take you up on any reasonable offer. And you'll drive home one of the most efficient and fun-to-drive vehicles on or off the road today. Room for five and cargo, too. The GMC S-Jimmy from Hendrick's GMC Trucks, your truck specialist. I-35 at Ben White on the Motor Mile.
Don't gamble with just any deadbolt. If you want added security and protection in your home or office, visit Cochran's for a Keyscape deadbolt by Weiser Lock. Weiser's Fire Department approved Keyscape deadbolt offers the security of a double-cylinder deadbolt and the safety of a trap key feature that makes for panic-free escape in times of emergency. America's getting wiser, and you can too, at any of Cochran's four locations. Or call them for 24-hour locksmith service and installation at 472-6273.
Doug Williams is wearing a brace on his left knee as he performs here in the third quarter. It starts from the 30-yard line. When this game is over, the special edition of NFL Talk, Brent Musburger in the winner's locker room, Jim Hunter in the loser's locker room, Hank and I will be here and on the telephone answering calls from you, our listeners on CBS Radio. The ball at the 30 of the Redskins. Jimmy Smith, a rookie out of Texas Tech, lines up in the backfield. Williams under center. Here's a delay to Smith. Fake left, went right, ran into his own man, and is hauled down after a 2-yard gain out to the 32-yard line. I'd like to talk for a moment about the name of this stadium, Jack Murphy Stadium. Jack Murphy was dead now, a sports writer here in San Diego, helped to bring Major League Baseball and the NFL to San Diego. Hence the creation of this stadium here. And they honored him by putting his name up, and it's called Jack Murphy Stadium. Pete Rozelle invited Jack Murphy's widow, Pat, here to the game. And his brother Bob, with broadcast for the Mets, is also here enjoying the game, courtesy of the NFL. Second down and 8 for Washington. Eye formation, back to throw Williams. He throws over the middle, and it's caught out to the 39-yard line by the big tight end, Don Warren. That makes it 3rd and 1, and Hank, you pointed out why the middle is so open, and it was again.
Yes, because, you know, here I'll mention it again, but they're playing, they're so concerned about the outside people that they're trying to double them, and as a result, when you double them, why somebody, the tight end or the back, ought to be open, and they've been able to hit the back, hit the tight end in the middle area quite frequently here this afternoon.
And now we get George Rogers into the game at the tailback spot for Washington, and the up back is Reggie Branch on 3rd down. And about a foot.
They like George on short yardage situations and goal line situations, and maybe we'll see him run here.
Here it comes, and he runs left, and he's tripped up, but he gets a 1st down out to the 41-yard line. Coming up very strongly was the cornerback Haynes to help Rulon Jones on the tackle. 1st down, Washington at their 41. It's the 2nd rush of the day for George Rogers. Jeremiah Castile is playing on the right corner for Steve Wilson for the Denver Broncos. 1st down at their own 41. 6 minutes left in this 3rd quarter. It's been a scoreless period. Here's Williams with a short shot and a pass good beyond the 45-yard line. And he can really zing that thing, and it was taken for a rather substantial gain by Ricky Sanders, good for 7 yards.
That ball gets there in a big hurry. He's got a very tight rotation on the ball, delivers it quickly, and his arm is strong enough, Jack, where you see him fall away a lot of the time, and he'll still get the ball right on the money.
It is 2nd down and 3. From their own 48-yard line for the Redskins. Warren sets up on a wing. Didier in the backfield with Timmy Smith. Warren goes in motion, and he leads the run, and Smith pounds his way out near midfield. That'll make it 3rd down and a yard. And now the clock is killing the Denver Broncos. This is what the Redskins want to do all day long, Hank. Run the ball and keep it away from Denver.
That's right. Keep Elway and company and the three amigos on the side. You know, Jack, talking about the three amigos, I thought the other day when we were out to practice, I got the I just got a feeling that people on the Denver Broncos, members of the squad, were not too elated over the Three Amigos thing. Did you get that feeling?
Perhaps. We didn't talk about it after the third one play with Rodgers, the tailback, carrying the ball, getting a first down with a lunge over the right side and a dive to the deck. The tackle by Thompson. And some of the Denver players said that some players in the Super Bowl use the occasion to try to become a star, and they didn't like that Three Amigos.
Yes, and they went as far as to say that, you know, really and truly, when you get this far, it isn't a team thing at all. Everybody is worried about some kind of a gimmick to kind of jump into the limelight and create a personal situation for themselves, and as a result, it takes away what you're trying to get done from a team standpoint. It's kind of interesting to hear them talk about that.
First down at the 47. Here is Williams back to throw, looking for six. Long down the middle, Clark, and it is intercepted by the Denver Broncos. Jeremiah Castile turns it around, and it goes back the other way. It was intercepted back at the 2-yard line. That's the first Washington turnover, and Williams took a little too long to unload the ball.
Well, that's typical what happens sometimes when you're having so much time to throw the ball. He had all the time in the world and waited just a little bit too long. Instead of throwing the ball before he got open, he was trying to wait for him to get open. It was too late.
Broncos are back up there, too. Let's take time out.
Hi. I'm sorry I can't talk louder, but I'm in the Army Reserve, and my squad and I are on patrol in these woods. The problem is there's another squad out here, and they're planning to...
Skins have turned the ball over for the first time today. Broncos at their two. We'll be back in just a moment. The Washington Redskins kept the ball for 4 minutes and 13 seconds. They came away empty, but they had a similar drive earlier, time-wise. They've had a scoreless third quarter, and all of this is just... taking the win right out of the Denver Broncos. Elway, John Elway, is one out of seven in this half with one intercepted. He's trying to find the right rhythm. He hands it off on the running play, and there goes the flag down as Lane carries out to the 6-yard line. He was stopped at the line of scrimmage, ran into his own man, then Gene Lang ran left, and we suspect holding, and that's what it is. It'll go back to the 1-yard line. Make it 2nd and 11. If the Redskins accept the penalty.
Holding, number 54, offense, half the distance, first down.
Still first down, and it's back at the 1-yard line, so that didn't hurt the Broncos much, but they have little operating room, and Hank, Denver hasn't used their tight ends at all today.
No, they haven't. They really haven't. And I think it's very obvious that, as I mentioned earlier in the game, Monty Coleman, number 51, is playing the tight end man-for-man on coverage, and has done a good job. They haven't had a chance to get the ball to the tight end.
First down and 11 at the Denver 1-yard line. The Giants got a safety against Denver last year in the Super Bowl. Elway is under center and rolls right to throw. Throws out to the sideline, and it is caught by Jackson. He goes, well, he didn't go out of bounds. It's at the 11-yard line. And it's going to be 2nd down and about a yard. Harry Wilbur, who has intercepted 2 passes today, was covering on that pass to Mark Jackson.
And that time it was very obvious that Kaufman, number 55, was the policeman on the motorcycle trying to keep in touch with Elway in the event he was the spy, in the event that he was going to escape from the pocket, he was going to have that responsibility to make sure he'd make the tackle.
2nd and 1 Broncos from their own 11. And Elway is under center with Lang and Winder. He delays the ball to Winder, who gets the first down, and he's tackled at the 15. That will take us to 2.5 minute mark in this third quarter. It's been a scoreless period. And the Redskins trailed 10-0 after the first period. Led 35-0 at the half. And that's the score now. Charles Brand made that tackle at the 15. Winder to the 15. And the Redskins will be very happy to have it be a scoreless third quarter. Kaufman, Okowitz, and Coleman are their linebackers. Elway lines up in the shotgun. Sends his tight end in motion. He's going to throw. He throws, and it is caught by Nateel over the 25. And he is blasted. I mean blasted. by Todd Bowles, but he held the ball for a 13-yard gain and a first down.
Yeah, Bowles tried. They tried to get the ball loose and try to tear it out of his arms, but in spite of that, even though the catch was a tough catch, he maintained possession of the ball in good shape.
To the Denver 28 in a first down. Now we're down to a minute and a half left in this scoreless third quarter. Splitting off to the right is Orson Mobley. Two tight ends, including Clarence Kay. Back to throw his Elway again. He steps up and throws. That's batted down once more by Butts. Big Dave Butts got his hands up in the air. He's 6'7". Pass incomplete. This is Clark with 1:15 remaining in the third quarter. And so, the Redskins are 16 minutes and 15 seconds away from winning their second Super Bowl game.
And again, you can't give enough credit to Richie Pettibone and Emma Thomas and the defensive people for doing a kind of a job they have done here this afternoon. Defensively, I have never seen any other club in the league play and contain Elway as well as they have this afternoon.
Elway's figures are getting worse and worse and worse, and it's second and 10 from the 28. John lines up in the shotgun formation. He has Sewell in the lineup along with Tony Foti. Now a whistle stops play and the 32nd clock caught the Denver Broncos. So that'll make it second down and 15. What is Elway throwing? 12 out of 33 with three intercepted, one touchdown.
And 212 yards, 218 yards. All done early in the game in the first quarter. Not much since that time at all as far as the success of the passing game of the Denver Broncos. But again, it's murder when you go pass, 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 and that's the only way you get back in the game. Very difficult to win a game having to throw that many passes.
Second down and 15, and Elway takes the snap and the shotgun, and he is chased and hit. Tackled at the 15-yard line. He tried to run it up the middle, but they had it covered, and Dexter Manley, coming from a rather different position, along with the safety man, Walton, made the tackle. As you mentioned early on, he caught your eye. Manley is having a game.
He's having a super game. I've seen him play a lot of games and a lot of good games. I never saw him play any more aggressively, consistently, throughout the game as he has here this afternoon.
A loss of 7, 3rd and 22, 1 minute left in the third quarter. And it is 3rd down and 22 for the Broncos, and Elway stands in the shotgun again. Waits for the snap. Takes it and drops further back. Goes long down the left sideline. Got a chance, and it's intercepted. Intercepted. A flag is down as the ball was intercepted. By Clarence Vaughn. Clarence Vaughn, who played a great game against Minnesota. But a flag is down, and it looked like Walton drilled Elway as he threw the ball.
Yeah, he was blitzing on the play, and looked like he really gave him a shot.
Of course, with a score of 35 to 10, you can afford to give a shot or two, can't you?
You certainly can. Here he is. He comes through that three.
Stepping the pass there. Number 40 defense. 15 yards.
15 yards. And a first down. The penalty against Alvin Walton on a blitz. Got there too late. Unloaded anyhow and caught the flag. 40 seconds left in the third quarter. That was third down and 22, so that wasn't a very smart play.
No, it was a dumb play. It really was, because Elway was standing upright. He had gotten rid of the football, and there's no reason in the world to try to give him a shot like that, because you know you're going to get a penalty.
And the Redskins missed out on their fourth interception of the day. It was going to be one for Clarence Vaughn, but the penalty took care of that.
And Clarence Vaughn is another illustration of what a great job of scouting Bobby Bethard does. He's from Northern Illinois. He's 6'2", 202, and played as a linebacker in college, and they said no way he could be a linebacker. He was too small. But Bobby liked the way he could run and liked the way he hit.
Brought him in as a defensive back, and he's done super.
Here's an inside handoff to Steve Sewell, trying to get outside left and cannot. There's a loss on the play as he has run out of bounds at the 28. Steve Sewell threw a running pass off of that formation earlier. This time he was chased out of bounds by Mel Kaufman and the cornerback, Darrell Green. You try to turn the corner and Darrell Green's over there. Nothing doing.
You
just keep going for the sideline and head for the bench.
34 seconds left here in the third quarter of play. It's been a scoreless period, and Washington still leads 35-10. Second and 12 for the Broncos. Shotgun formation again for Elway. Takes a snap, four-man rush. He's back to throw. He looks and throws, and it is incomplete. Intended for Ricky McNeil out near the 40-yard line, covered by Darryl Green. But Green can stay with anybody and everybody.
Well, I think the other thing that's happening too, Jack, Green, if it's a single formation, will play his normal outside defensive back position. When they go into a slot, he will always take the slot because the slot man has so much room that they feel that he has the ability, the speed, and the quickness to cover that slot man in spite of all the room he has. And that was a great illustration of it right there. He covered the slot man all the way across the field and was in good position and knocked the ball down.
It's always third and long for Denver. It's third and 13 now. Back at their 28-yard line.
Here they come.
Elway, he sets up to throw. Looks and airs it out long down the middle. Heavy coverage, and it is incomplete. At the Washington 40-yard line, and Todd Bowles broke it up. Intended for Nateel, and Bowles had a better chance at the ball than Nateel. 21 seconds left in the third quarter.
See, there again, they continue to try to make the big play, Jack, and in that situation with everybody back like they are, they have to throw the ball 15, 18 yards, especially in the middle area, get the first downs, and then get a chance maybe when they're closer, about the 30, 35-yard line, to get a big play against man-for-man coverage. They're not going to get it against this kind of coverage.
Dexter Manley was shaken up previously. He's to the sideline. Eric Yarber is back getting the punt rather than Darryl Green. Here's the kick by Horan. He hangs it high. Yarber calls for a fair catch and takes the ball at his own 31-yard line. So the Redskins, with 12 seconds left in the quarter, have the ball after that 40-yard punt. Let's take time out.
It's a pathway that leads from here to tomorrow. You see the shining sea, the great American road beyond the U.S.
Does car shopping confuse you? While other car companies offer you confusing rebates and incentives, remember, they're not selling Buicks. You'll find the one place where the confusion ends is your Buick dealer. Your Buick dealer is making you a simple offer. The new Regal, base priced at only $12,449. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, including dealer prep. Added license, destination charges, and optional equipment additional. The new Regal looks like it should cost thousands more than it actually does. The car is Regal. The price is not. End your car shopping confusion. See your Buick dealer today.
Wang makes it work.
We're doing a demo down in the EPC for a guy. Data processing, voice, graphics. The last thing is integration. We take a DEC workstation and via a Wang PBX, talking to its own IBM mainframe through our VS. And the DEC workstation is talking to an IBM PC using Wang Office. Guy applauds, then gets up and checks our wire.
To find out how Wang can make it work for you, call 1-800-522-WANG.
12 seconds left in this third quarter. Let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tom Doerr. Between Phil Miller and myself, we bring you more sports more often. When it happens, you'll hear it here first on News Talk 590 KLBJ AM, Austin.
Getting a little on the cool side here in San Diego. The lights have been on throughout the game. And the Redskins are sitting on a pretty lead of 35-10. They have the ball at their own 32. With the exception of one play, Doug Williams has played quarterback throughout the game, and he's under center now. As Timmy Smith has the tailback and sends Don Warren in motion. And here is a reverse, and Gary Clark races with it to the 35, 40, 45 midfield, and down to the 43 of Denver for a first down. Well, you knew sometime before the game was over, we'd see that Redskin reverse, and they made it work with Gary Clark for 25 yards.
It's a beautiful-looking play when it's executed properly. The defense was going one way, and they came back around the other side. It was a slick exchange, and before they knew what had happened, he was running down the sideline for a big game.
That marks the end of the third quarter, which was scoreless. The score is the Washington Redskins 35, the Denver Broncos 10. Let's pause for this word.
There's only one family in Austin that gets to have this much fun with their lives. The Austin YMCA family.
You'll have the time of your life at Austin's only basketball, softball, soccer, adaptive program, fit into flag football, swimming, running, walking, jogging, canoeing, aerobics, weightlifting, karate, hiking, bowling, and camping, family club.
It's the only family club for kids of all ages.
Come be a part of our family and start having the time of your life.
Join the Austin Family YMCA
and the people at Southern Union Gas.
Hi, this is Kim Costello. Seems like we're always looking for new ways to measure how we're supposed to get along with other people in our life. We may soon find the question, what's your sign, replaced by what's your type? According to the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, your answer may be, well, I'm an INTJ. To help explain these categories of behavior and response, my guest will be Ruth Langham, the president of VIA Video Dating Service. We'll be taking your calls and questions, and I'll be doing more tarot card readings on the next Cosmic Channels. Sunday night at 10 here on News Talk 590, KLBJ AM.
Super Bowl 22. Today's Super Bowl broadcast is sponsored by the State Farm Insurance Company, by Honda, SUV Ford, LX four-door sedan, by AT&T, and by Samsung Electronics America. One thing about the Redskins, Hank, when they run that reverse, they run it crisply.
Yes, they do, and they run it from a lot of formations in a lot of different ways, so you don't know where they're coming from.
They have the ball at the Denver 43, first down. Jimmy Smith in the backfield, a delay to Smith, running left, cuts back up the middle, breaks it, 35-30, 25-20, down to the 10-yard line before he is stopped. Jimmy Smith, tackled by Jeremiah Castile, just outside the 10-yard line, a 27-yard run. Looks like the Redskins are going to add to the total of 35.
There's a counter play again. The counter with the right guard, Thielman, and the right tackle, Mark May, pulling to their left and creating running room for Timmy Smith. And he does the rest with a beautiful run down the sideline. He got the ball on the 11.
Smith scored a touchdown earlier today on a long run of 58 yards. It was his first touchdown of the year. He's been playing second fiddle to George Rogers, but he is a full-fledged star here today. That's first and 10 just outside the 10-yard line. Doug Williams under center. Redskins going from our left to our right here in the fourth quarter. Sanders goes in motion. On first down, another delay to Timmy Smith. Fake right, went left, hit at the 10. Dives to the 5, goes to the 4, calls to the 3. Let's see where they mark the ball. He is not tired, I'll tell you that. Even though we're in the fourth quarter, he was tackled by Dennis Smith, and they put the ball down just inside the 5. We'll call it the 4-yard line.
And another great illustration of the kind of scouting ability that Bobby Bether and his crew has. Timmy Smith was injured his junior year, also his senior year, but he looked very impressive early in his career in college. Bobby Bether looked at some old films, and in spite of the fact that he didn't play much, decided to draft him. And he's been a terrific back ever since from Texas Tech. From 9-11, 216.
Second down from the 4-yard line, and here's another give to Smith. Right up the middle, touchdown! Touchdown for Timmy Smith, his second of the day. A big block by Joe Jacoby. Now, Timmy Smith has rushed 18 times for 183 yards, two touchdowns, and our score is 41-10. With 13:09 left in the game. 41-10. And to Timmy Smith, what a day. All you do, this bud's for you. Ali Ozzie Sheik tries another
one-pointer, and he makes it. And it's 42-10. And with the score reading 42-10, Washington, let's take time out.
Here's why young parents feel better with life insurance from State Farm. You know the feeling. You know what formula, diapers, talcum, and 2 o'clock feedings are all about. You need life insurance, like you have a budget. You hate life insurance sales talks. Well, instead of a lot of talking, your State Farm agent does a lot of listening. So you get a life insurance plan that feels just right for your family and your family budget, too.
And like a good neighbor,
if you're still thinking an economy car is by definition small, Honda would like to remind you that times have changed. That was then, this is now.
Mom, sit in the car, Charles.
I get this.
Jennifer, sit back now.
Thank you.
Introducing the new, bigger, more comfortable four-door Civic from Honda.
Days Inns announces a simple way to get super savings on your vacation. It's a simple super saver rate. Just $19 to $39 in most places and never more than $49. Not even in our most popular cities. Simply call 800-325-2525 and book your room at least 29 days in advance. Simple super saver rates are available every day of the year, but they're limited and some restrictions apply. So call early and save 20 to 60%.
Just one more reason America's waking up to us.
Roughly speaking, these Denver Broncos have not scored in the last 41 minutes of this game. They've been shut down completely by the Redskins. Folks, you're invited to see Honda's newest addition, the sleek and stylish Accord Coupe, cylinder to local Honda showroom. I think these Redskins are playing it rather close to the vest and still killing the Broncos.
Yeah, so they're trying to run the ball and take as much time off the clock as they possibly can, which makes a lot of sense. But they're coming up with big plays, running the football, too.
Now Steve Cox will kick it off, and Bill is deep along with Ricky Natil. This kick is high, and Bill will be returned from 1 yard deep by Ken Bell, running right to the 10 and knocked down at the 14-yard line. Denver has a long way to go, and John Elway, after that tackle by Terry Moore, comes onto the field with some rather poor figures in the passing department. And remember, the Broncos jumped ahead in this game and led 10-0 at the end of the first quarter. If they lose today, they'll be 0-3 in Super Bowl play, and the Redskins will have won their second game.
Pat Bowlen, the owner of the Denver Broncos, has to be heartsick because I talked to him several times and he said getting to the Super Bowl is not important. The only thing that's important is winning the game. We're sick after what happened last year. He's really going to be sick after this thing is over.
Dean Hamill, a defensive lineman for the Redskins, limps off the field, and John Elway starts from his own 14-yard line. He's under center. Tosses the ball to Gene Lang. He makes his cut running right, gets outside the 20. He is horse-collared by Walden and taken down. And that was a good game for the Broncos. The Redskins will give them all of those running plays that they wish.
Certainly, they'd like to, for them to take as much time off the clock as they possibly can. And in the process, maybe make some turnovers themselves. And that way, Washington will get the ball back that way. But they're just concerned about taking as much time off the clock as they can.
Second down and one. Trying to get the first down. Elway is under center. He's going to go for it all. Steps up and he's sacked. He gets away. Gets away from another and he runs for a first down across the 30. He is out of bounds at the 34-yard line of Denver. So another run by Elway at 12 yards.
But it doesn't make any difference at this stage of the game why he was able to escape the containment. He got outside of man that time, 71. But again, when it was really, bullets were flying, it was important. They kept him in the pocket. And that's only about the second or third time throughout this game that he's been in a position to do what he just did, get outside of containment.
42-10, the Redskins lead. Well, you'll hear people talk about it again. They'll say another stinker, another bad Super Bowl game. It looked like it was going to be a barn burner at the outset, but it has changed, and it's a first down from the 35 of the Broncos as Elway under center gets the snap. He's back to throw. He's hit and knocked down as he threw the ball by Monty Coleman. Elway slipped again, and he was off balance as Monty Coleman came in and nailed him. Elway is limping a little bit as he gets up. These Redskins are pinning back their ears and coming now. I tell you, when you get hit by Monty Coleman, you're being hit by one of the best physical specimens in football. He is really put together.
Yeah, and of course, the other thing that's happened here this afternoon, and it's coming from a lot of different positions. That time he had the exchange. Instead of playing outside on the tight end, he was playing outside shoulder of the offensive tackle. And Manley was way outside, and he blitzed on the play and got Elway as he got rid of the football.
Elway back to throw again out of the shotgun formation and looks and throws. And this one's caught at the 45, and it's a first down pass midfield to Clarence Kay. He is inside the 40-yard line and knocked down at the 39. The first pass, the tight end is caught. Tackled by Todd Bowles, and now Elway is 13 out of 37. That was the first down of the order, 26 yards.
In that time, Monty Coleman, who just blitzed on the preceding play, had to cover K man for man. And he didn't do a very good job, especially after blitzing and running as much as he had this afternoon.
11 and a half left in Super Bowl 22. By the way, the game next year will be in Miami at the new Joe Robbie Stadium. The following year, in New Orleans. John Elway in the shotgun again. Back to throw. Sets up. Steps up. He's hit and knocked down. Ooh, brother, he got two times that time. He was stood up by Charles Mann and then blasted by Monty Coleman and sacked for the fourth time.
There's that five-man rush that I was talking about, Jack. They've done it consistently all afternoon. Four linemen and blitzing a linebacker, mostly Coleman. And it's been very effective, and Elway has not had any kind of an opportunity to escape from that five-man